Nations. And these in-game sponsors help bring you high school football here on KGFX. Potsipa Agency, State Farm Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Montana Dakota Utilities, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre, Agtegra, Family Dental up here in Gettysburg, Bauman Lumber, they'll bring you our player of the game in our postgame this evening. And the scoreboard is brought to you by Wegner Auto, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre since 1908. It is the one place to go. And don't forget also that you can see this game at the KGFX page at the DRG News app, brought to you by Golden Buffalo, and at drgnews.com. Our video coverage is presented by Bauman Lumber. Trinity Pearson is our studio coordinator. Very glad to have you with us on a most pleasant evening in DeSmet after, of course, at home. It was a cool start today with the rain. Some warm up this afternoon, but certainly not what it could be on the 26th of August in a nifty little setting. The signs, of course, here say the little town on the prairie. If you know your South Dakota history, then you know that DeSmet is the home of Laura Ingalls Wilder. And there is an absolutely beautiful complex with which, where we are, Wilkinson Field is a part. Very nice baseball diamond right in back of us. And in fact, the Buffalo's locker room is in a relatively new event center. Very nice area here in the west edge of town. If you've driven through DeSmet, you have probably seen it and know what we're talking about. But a very pleasant area about 30 miles east of Huron, about 2 hours and 45 minutes from Fort Pierre. And the Buffaloes want to make sure they can move the ball tonight. They were able to do so in spots against Sully Buttes last Friday night. There were a few drops, or maybe the result of that game could have been different. Brock Zabe was 8 of 23 in his first game starting as the Buffalo quarterback. Barrett Schweitzer, the leading receiver. You'll hear more from head coach Max Folt later on in our keys to success about Schweitzer and the versatility he may be able to give the Bulldogs. Yeah, out of necessity because of numbers, we didn't go a lot of different places. But another thing to watch, well, Chase Hansen had the touchdown catch, but a young secondary, which started two freshmen and played three, and two freshmen combined for three interceptions last week. Paxton Deal had two. Weston Prince had one. Unfortunately for Stanley County, they weren't able to do anything with any of those turnovers. But the Buffs know that if a team has a passing attack, they can do something in the secondary. But for DeSmet, a very, very physical team, Brendan Pitts in his second year with plenty of experience, this team did not lose at all last season until the semi-final round of the 9A playoffs, when that very good Harriet Selby area team defeated them in Brendan Pitt's first year as head coach. And most of the players are back from this team, but the guy to watch is on the line. Kind of like what Jason Mazajak will be for the Pierre Governors. Damon Wilkinson is a great athlete, and I mean he is big. And I mean big. 6'10", 260 pounds. For a Stanley County team that lacks experience and in some ways size. Their offensive line, not small at all, but boy, anybody in nine-man football has a tough time dealing with Damon Wilkinson. He'll be one to watch for the DeSmet Bulldogs. This is the Potsipa Agency State Farm pregame here in DeSmet at Wilkinson Field. Potsipa Agency State Farm Insurance. In Pierre and Gregory, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We'll take a break, and then we'll tell you about other high school football action in Central South Dakota. In fact, there's already been a game played today, and we'll let you know about that and other Central South Dakota teams in action this evening. And later on, our keys to success, you'll hear from the head coach of the Stanley County Buffaloes, Max Post, starting lineups and more as we work our way to kickoff, which is a little over 20 minutes away here in DeSmet, as the Stanley County Buffaloes tonight meet the DeSmet Bulldogs in game two of the season. For each, someone will have their first win of 2022 tonight. More on our Potsipa Agency State Farm pregame when we return to DeSmet in 2 minutes on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
For over 100 years, State Farm Insurance has been there to help whenever you need them. The team at Potsipa State Farm is your Central South Dakota good neighbor. While technology may have changed, you can always expect top-notch customer service from Potsdam State Farm. They'll take care of all of your insurance and financial service needs, where good neighbor service is their continued priority. Potsdam State Farm Insurance, with offices in Pure and Gregory.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. 50 passenger jets and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
First Dakota is giving away new Ford F-150s to celebrate 150 years as a South Dakota bank. We owe it to the countless customers who have trusted us with their banking since 1872. And we want to say thanks by giving back. Click the banner to nominate someone you know to win a new Ford pickup, or go to firstdakota.com/150. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
In the fifth, Stanley Cup Buffaloes and the Smet Bulldogs in football action tonight. This is the Potsdam Agency State Farm pregame. David Burrow with you to tell you about other Central South Dakota high school teams in action tonight. Let's start in 11-man football. 11B, how about the Miller Highmore Herald Rustlers? A victory last week to open their season over Wagner at home at Bob Schrader Field in Miller. And they're at home again tonight, taking on the Titans of Mount Vernon, Plankinton. Darren Boyle has that coverage. Should be underway with that on 94.5, 100.5 KPLO. The top-ranked team in 11B, yep, the Winter Warriors, two-time defending state champions, won their opener last week, and they're at home. It's their home opener tonight, taking on Wagner and going for their 25th win in a row. And Mobridge Pollock came up with a victory in their opener at home last week. And this evening, they've made the trip to Wabe to take on Dakota Hills. Coverage of that is on Star 99 in Mobridge. 9AA, where, of course, the Buffaloes are. White River is in action again tonight. Lost their opener to Lyman last week. They're playing at Bennett County. And it's the season opener tonight for the third-ranked team in 9AA, defending champion Black Panthers of Plant Gaddis. They are in Parkston to meet the Trojans. 9A, Lyman Raiders, winners over White River in their opener. 1-0, they're in New Underwood. They're 0-1. Phillip Scotties start their season tonight, and they have a tough one to start right away against a very good Wall Eagle team. They are the number two team in 9A, and they won their opener. And Timberlake, 1-0 after winning their opener last week at Lemon McIntosh. Ooh, pretty nice game here. We mentioned Harriet Salvieri earlier, who knocked out this DeSmet team in the playoffs. Harriet Salvieri is in Timberlake tonight. Wolverines are the number two team in 9B. Dave Williams has that action on 100.7 KMLO. 9B, oh boy, you think Cubs, Cardinals, Yankees, Red Sox? Let's see, Giants, Cowboys? I don't know. How about Potter County and Sully Buttes? That's that type of rivalry, and it's being renewed tonight in Oneida. Battlers won their opener last week, and as you know, Sully Buttes were winners over Stanley County. Earlier today, Jones County picked up their first win of the year, defeating Sunshine Bible Academy. 41-0 was that final, and that drops the Crusaders to 0-2. The Coyotes are 1-1. Kadoka area off a win in their opener last week is at home tonight to a good 9A program. Harding County Bison, they're ranked third in 9A. Colombe is at home to Gayville Vollen. Dupree, the Buffalo's opponent next week, at home to Lemon McIntosh. Faith is at home to Newell. And, of course, in the capital city tomorrow night, it'll be the opener for the Pier Governors for 2022 as they will begin their bid for something only one other team has done in the playoff era of South Dakota high school football. Six consecutive state championships. Governors and Aberdeen Central tomorrow night. Yep, the Governors have Lincoln Keenholz, the Washington committed quarterback, Jack Merquant, Brecken Kruger, Jet Zabel, and other fine receivers, too. Don't forget about Jackson Edmond. But, you know, Carson Sarda, that fine running back who gave the Governors fits in that semifinal round last year, is back for Aberdeen Central. Should be an interesting game. And remember, that's tomorrow night at Hollister Field at Phil Trautner Stadium. Brian Oakland will have that one for you, 6:30 on River 92.7 tomorrow evening. Right now, Brian's on the air on River 92.7 with Pure Governor Volleyball. The 1-0 Governors hosting Rapid City Stevens tonight. And then the Central Cowboys come to town. That's 1:30 tomorrow on River 92.7. We are concentrating on football in DeSmet as the Stanley County Buffaloes are set to meet with the DeSmet Bulldogs. Our keys to success and for the DeSmet Bulldogs, Brendan Pitts, their head coach, no shame, he said, in losing to the team they lost to last week. That was a 20-14 loss in Castleville. Well, you know what that town went through, so that had to be satisfying, but they're one of the best 9A programs. This was a very tight game all the way. Castlewood scored in the last couple of minutes to win it. Bulldogs of DeSmet played a good football game, and for Brendan Pitts, he said, basically, make sure to take care of our own business, stay physical. They know they may have an advantage there against the Stanley County Buffaloes. So what are the keys to success for Buffalo Nation tonight? We will hear next in our keys to success with Stanley County head coach Max Both. He's coming up on the Ponsonby Agency State Farm pregame from DeSmet. Stanley County Buffaloes and the DeSmet Bulldogs. We'll be back to hear from Max Both when we return in 2 minutes here on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre has cover crop seed for your fields. Cover crops hold soil in place, prevent the leaching of nitrogen from fields, help lower expenses by reducing the need for nitrogen fertilizers and pesticides, improve productivity by increasing the fertility and water-holding capability of soil, and make soil more resilient. Sioux Nation has cane, common vetch, lentil, millet, oats, radish, rape, Sudan, and turnip seeds for use in cover crops, or they can mix your custom blend for you. Call Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre, 223-2427.
Access Health Fort Pierre welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluations for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports visits. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health Fort Pierre, assuring access to quality health care.
Yes Way proudly supports Stanley County sports. Go teams! After the game, Yes Way Rewards members can cool down with two bottles of Gatorade Zero and save 5 cents per gallon of gas. Join now at yesway.com. Yes Way, say yes to convenience.
Pretty obvious the world is moving faster than ever, and that means my health sometimes takes a back seat. Pressing pause on life to call for an appointment, shuffle my afternoon schedule, drive across town for a doctor's appointment sometimes feels impossible. My day just got better because I'm feeling better with the help of Avera Now. I can use my mobile device or computer for an online video visit that allows me to see a provider for urgent care conditions 24/7. Technology that fits my life with the quality health care of Avera. Learn how to begin at avera.org/now.
That's where the Stanley County Buffaloes play tonight, continuing our keys to success with head coach Max Foth of the Stanley County Buffaloes. No, not the score you wanted, but how encouraged were you by how things went against Sully Buttes last Friday?
Yeah, we said it all week long. You know, we were really happy. We felt like our kids played hard enough to win, not necessarily smart enough to win at times, and that's kind of what bit us at the end. You know, a lot of silly mistakes, but that was kind of a little bit expected, you know, just having so many young guys out there, so many young guys starting, and even some of our sophomores that started both ways for us, you know, due to our numbers, we didn't get any, a JV season the past couple years. So that was, JV and varsity. I was the first experience they got, and it was Friday night under the lights. And I felt like they rose to the challenge and played extremely hard, and hopefully we can fix some of those mistakes we had and go get better moving forward.
Well, you want more yards, you want more points. Sure, I get that. But one thing I will say is that I thought Brock Zabe looked pretty comfortable at quarterback.
Yeah, you know, he had some throws that were right on the money. You know, the completion percentage isn't near where he wanted and where we want, but a lot of that was having to do with some great coverage on Sully Butts' end, but also, you know, we had so many points left on the board with some dropped passes. So you better believe we practiced that, and we really got a lot of reps at those things, you know, because we had kids running free and running wide open, and we just didn't complete the pass. So hopefully he can continue to be accurate with the football, slow down in his progression a little bit, and we're going to need him to play well going forward.
Well, the one big play made it to Chase Hansen. We know what a receiver he is. Barrett Schweitzer had catches and had a chance for a couple more. That is a young man that it looks like you're going to be able to use him in a lot of different spots.
Yeah, it was funny you say that. You know, at practice the other day, Barrett was asking, do we have a sub for me? And I just laughed and I said, not really. You know, we have Barrett playing some fullback at spots. We have him playing some running back at spots. We have him playing wide receiver. Pretty much anywhere that we need to run the ball or to have a good block made, you know, we're going to lean on number seven. You know, he does a great job for us, and he's another guy that, you know, with last season as a sophomore, got some varsity experience, but, you know, he's having to carry the torch in a lot of different ways this year, and he's done a good job, and we're going to keep leaning on him.
Some guy asked you last week about, gee, I wonder how these freshmen in your secondary are going to play. You had two starting, you had three play in total, and all they did was combine for three interceptions, coupled by Deal and one by Weston Prince. That was a great job by those guys.
Yeah, they did a tremendous job in pass coverage. You know, Coach Gabriel was the guy that caught it on film, and he said that, you know, they were always in the right spot when it came to throwing the ball. And now, as a coaching staff, we need them to be able to come up and play run a little bit more aggressively. So we're happy they were in the right spot. You know, we were very impressed. Those guys have got a bright future in front of them. But we always expect a little bit more and look for them to get a little bit more involved in run support this week.
And you say playing the run because I'm sure you are expecting DeSmet to try to really lean on that in this game, right?
Absolutely. You know, DeSmet is a very good football team, very physical up front on both offensive and defensive lines. So we're going to have to really be buttoned up and really assignment sound to be able to handle these guys and handle some of the juniors and seniors they've got on their offensive and defensive fronts. You know, our young guys are going to be a little battle tested even more so this week. So hopefully they continue to fight hard and get coached well.
There is a key to success. Any others for your team in this game?
Just like last week, you know, I felt like when we made mistakes, we kind of compounded those and we made one, and then we made another, then we made another all right in a row. So hopefully this week with another game under our belt, we'll if we make a mistake, which will happen, we'll leave it at one play and hopefully move on to the next play and have a little bit better result.
Stanley County head coach Max Foth as his team gets ready for a big test in DeSmet. Thank you, sir. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
Coming up on the Ponceva Agency State Farm pregame, it's the starting lineups from DeSmet. Stanley County and DeSmet will have more in 1 minute for you on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
Hi, this is Jenna with Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our competitive rates and refinance with us. We offer the first 90 days no payment and $75 in your pocket after finalization. Come see us at 1525 North Garfield Avenue and see why we are big on you. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. All deposits insured up to $250,000 by NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Not far now from kickoff at Wilkinson Field. Stanley County Buffaloes, DeSmet Bulldogs starting lineup time. Starting lineups brought to you by Montana Dakota Utilities in the community to serve. The junior Brock Zabe starts at quarterback on the Stanley County offense. 107 yards passing, that touchdown to Chase Hansen. He was intercepted last week. Colton Brady will do the majority of the running. 36 yards for Colton last week for the senior, 5'10", 170 on 12 carries. Barrett Schweitzer, the junior fullback, the leading receiver for the Buffaloes in game one, with five catches, 35 yards. Also wide, they'll send Blaze Frost, the sophomore, who had one catch last week, 5'10", 155. Chase Hansen, the junior, who had that touchdown, two catches, 61 yards, the leader in yards for receptions. And Paxton Deal, the freshman, 5'9", 135. And in the interior, the guards are 6'2", 235, senior Tyler Leiferman, 6'2", 190, sophomore Noah Baldwin. Center is big, 6'4", 280, Nathaniel Nelson. That's how Stanley County will start on offense for head coach Max Foth in his sixth year on a record of 23-23. Take Gabriel, Damon Hoffteaser are Max's assistants. Coming up, the DeSmet starting lineup. We'll tell you about that when we return after this from Montana, Dakota Utilities in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
Hey, new guy. Shovel, right?
Yeah, Rake, and I'm not exactly new. I've seen some action.
Yeah, what's your story?
Hey, my last gig, I nearly got electrocuted, almost drowned. That guy never called 811 to see if it was safe to dig.
Our guy calls every time he digs.
It's quick and easy. Any tool can do it. Calling 811 gets your underground utility lines marked for free.
Hey, safe digging is no accident. Always call 811 before you dig.
This message brought to you by Montana Dakota Utilities, in the community to serve.
This is how they'll start on both sides of the ball for the DeSmet Bulldogs, but we'll tell you where they are on offense and tell you about where they line up on defense later. Britt Carlson is the quarterback, 6'3", 175-pound junior. And in the backfield, his running back is Dylan Zell with good speed, a 5'10", 160 senior. Trace Svenregenmorter, a 6'3", 190-pound junior. Wideouts are Tom Onbaugh, A-U-G-H-E-N-B-A-U-G-H, a 5'10", 160-pound junior, and Caden Fast, another junior at 6'1", 165. And on the line, we told you about it earlier, big Damon Wilkinson, 6'10", the 260-pound senior. And also on the line, two other seniors, 6'2", 220, Noah Harrison, 6'1", 170, Tucker Anderson. The center is a sophomore, 5'11", 200, Sam Gigoff. For head coach Brendan Pitts in his second season here in DeSmet, Mark Burkle and the former DeSmet head coach Dan Wilkinson are his assistants. Those are the Montana Dakota Utilities starting lineups. Now time to tell you about the law on the field. That's brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. And we'll introduce tonight's officials when we come back to SMET for you in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
Every day you share personal information about yourself with others. You may write a check, charge fuel, rent a car, mail your tax returns, schedule a doctor's appointment, or post something on social media. Each transaction may share some sort of personal information, such as bank and credit card account numbers, social security number, name, address, or phone number. There are unscrupulous individuals, identity thieves, targeting these routine transactions, trying to gain your information to commit fraud. If you think somebody has stolen your identity, contact Consumer Protection at 1-800-300-1986.
The officiating crew for this evening's game consists of these: Terry Duffy, Gary Duffy, along with Todd Foster, Adam Fritz, and Irvin Gebhardt. The law on the field brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. A reminder that the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team, and they remind you to buckle up every trip, every time. It's beautiful here tonight in DeSmet. A little bit of a wind. It's a crosswind, north-south field, and it is blowing basically out of the, well, southeast now. It was blowing the east a little earlier at 14, but hey, it's 77 degrees. When you think of what it could be at this time of day on the 26th of August, we'll take it. So a crosswind that kickers and throwers of the ball will have to deal with this evening. Stanley County meets DeSmet. It is back home next Friday night for the Bulldogs as the Dupree Tigers come to town again, as they did a year ago, to Ole Williamson Field in Fort Pierre. We'll have that for you 6:30 next Friday evening here on 1060 103.1 KGFX. And then the second Friday in September, the 9th of September, will be the Buffaloes bye week. On September 16th, they'll head to a place they played last year, Tyndall, to play at Bonham. And then it is White River at home the week after that. And then long trips and back-to-back weeks, two places they went to last year, Timberlake and Lemon, to take on Lemon McIntosh before the regular season will close with the Faith Longhorns. Stanley County's starters being introduced right now. Stanley County in their road uniforms of white tops with purple numerals, the purple and gold piping on each shoulder, gold pants with the purple and white piping, and the white helmet with the buffalo on the side. DeSmet, their uniforms are mainly maroon tops and pants with gold numerals in white trim, gold and white piping on the shoulders, and they have maroon helmets with the golden Bulldog logo on the side. Brendan Pitts is the girls' basketball head coach in DeSmet. That team's had success, and you know if you follow high school basketball that the DeSmet Bulldog boys are two-time defending Class B champions. Of course, they had Kalen Gary each of those years. He is now graduated and on his way to playing college basketball. They're going to like him, I think, at South Dakota State, because he showed again in the state tournament last year that he is quite the athlete. So, again, the challenge is there, but games like this for the Stanley County Buffaloes may be how they learn things. They know, and you heard Max Foles say it, they're going to have to get ready for a very, very physical game tonight. Not too far from getting this one started, but first, before it does, first let's pause right here for station identification.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 1060 KTFX Pier. Rebroadcasting on K276 GT 103.1 FM, Fort Pier. Eyes on the road, not on your phone.
That's the Becky Ponsiba State Farm pregame. We'll be back with the opening kickoff for Stanley County and DeSmet from DeSmet in 2 minutes here on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pier, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
Have you ever wondered what the benefits are of becoming a Owyhee Federal Credit Union member? At Owyhee Federal Credit Union, we reinvest profits in you. We do this in the form of lower interest rates, higher dividends, and low to no fees. So come check us out or come in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pier, because at Owyhee Federal Credit Union, we treat our members like they own the place because, well, they do.
Owyhee Federal Credit
With the opportunity of current winter wheat prices, see the team at Sioux Nation Seed Warehouse in Fort Pier for these varieties of certified winter wheat seed: AP Claire, Cy Wolverine, Cy Monument, AP18AX, Winter, WB Grandfield, Cy 517CL2, and Crescent AX. Certified seed will maximize your yields next harvest. Sioux Nation Seed Specialists recommend winter wheat varieties with proven potential for our area. At Sioux Nation, they can help you with all of your seed needs. Call 223-2427 today.
Owyhee Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
In DeSmet is the site for high school football tonight as the Stanley County Buffaloes are sent away to the DeSmet Bulldogs. I'm David Burrell. Our studio coordinator is Trinity Pearson, who we thank you for being with us. Not too far now from the Lynn's Dakota Mart of Fort Pier opening kickoff. So let's hear from the good folks at Lynn's Dakota Mart, and back to get it going in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
You'll hit a home run when shopping Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pier. From the freshest meat and produce around to the great deli and bakery selections, Lynn's Dakota Mart has it all. Hardware, lawn care, or ridding of weeds, they have that too. Their friendly staff is more than happy to help in any way possible. Hometown quality, value, and service. It's a home run at Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pier.
Before we get to that opening kickoff, well, the coin toss is still to be done. Camden Eaton, Barrett Schweitzer, Chase Hansen, among the captains walking out to midfield for the Buffs. And for DeSmet, Gannon Grunhagen, Tucker Anderson, Noah Harrison, and you cannot miss him, Damon Wilkinson. Yep, they weren't lying when they said he is 6'10". Damon is every bit of that. As tall as a player as you're going to find anywhere. And I'll be curious to see. I didn't get a chance to see any of their game with Castlewood as whether they used him as a tight end passing target at any time, but he would be an effective one if they did. Not only do these DeSmet Bulldogs with their helmets, we mentioned they're maroon and they have the Bulldog logo on the side. They've got the number on the back of the helmet, kind of an old style look. So the coin toss taking place right now. We're not too far from getting this one underway. A few minutes past the scheduled start time, but no one's in a hurry. And it is just a wonderful night to sit outside and watch a football game. 77 degrees, as we say, to get things started. East-southeast wind at about 14 miles an hour. Stanley County won the toss, and they've decided, not surprisingly, to receive the football. That makes sense because they want to... Well, first of all, get the running game going. The Buffaloes did have 49 yards of rushing last week and 107 passing, total 156, but less than 2 yards a carry, and the Buffs know that they'll want to be better with that this evening, and they know they'll have to be. They want to keep this good physical DeSmet offense off the field as much as they possibly can. Stanley County will move from left to right. If you're watching, they're in the white tops, and the DeSmet Bulldogs are in the maroon tops. So we are just about ready. I guess this shouldn't surprise me. Damon Wilkinson is their kickoff man. Chase Hansen and Barrett Schweitzer standing back at around their own 10-yard line. We hope you enjoy the action from DeSmet. Game two of the 2022 high school football season. It's a big test tonight for the Stanley County Buffaloes. The DeSmet Bulldogs also are 0-1. Someone will win for the first time tonight. Line drive to Schweitzer. Take it. Schweitzer is at the 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. Not a bad return. And finally back to around his own 37-yard line. That's not too bad at all. By Barrett Schweitzer in the field position. Isn't too bad to start this first possession of the night. With Brock Zabe at quarterback, 8 of 23 last week. He was sacked 4 times against Sully Buttes. Stanley County is 1st and 10, spotted at their 37. Chase Hansen in motion from right to left. Zabe, shotgun snap, coming to the junior. Long count, here it is. Toss right, and it is to the 40, to the 42. And good pursuit on that tackle as Colton Brady is brought down by Trace Van Regenmorter. That very late pitch. Brady tried to cut to the outside, but Van Regenmorter was able to chase him down. Still good first down gain, 5 yards for the senior Colton Brady. Second down and 5, Stanley County from their 42. Right hash, wide side to the left. Stanley County in this first quarter from left to right. Now that bunch formation with a couple of wings. And Brady with the toss right, trying to cut through right guard. Turns, cuts forward to a couple for his 44-yard line or so. And Trace Van Regenmorter was again in on the play, but a couple more. And a third down and a manageable distance here for Stanley County. They're 3rd and 2 from their 44. And not too bad at all on the first two plays. Same setup with the wings on the side. Now it's Schweitzer in motion, handed to Brady up the middle 45. Dives forward, needs the 47. Looks like he has, and Stanley County's going to move the sticks. In fact, he's to the 48-yard line. Stanley County with 3 running plays. To give them a first down from their 48. And it's all been Colton Brady so far, and a good start to the running game. Paxton Deal is wide to the right. Now, Caden Montana, who didn't play last week, one of three receivers to the left. First and 10 for Stanley County from their 48. Zate back to throw. Pump fake down the middle. Knocked down. Incomplete. It was going for Montana at the DeSmet 41-yard line. But Britt Carlson knocked the football down. Good throw by Zabe. Had some good zip on it, but the anticipation good by the junior, Britt Carlson. 10-14 in the first quarter, no score. Stanley County's first possession, their second and 10 from their 48. Receiver each way, in motion out of the wing is Schweitzer. Handed to Brady, right guard, nothing doing. Pushed back, he may have made it to his 49, but he got bratted by Gannon Grunhagen, the senior, 6'1", 155. Gained about a half yard, but Brady was known he was hit there. Held him to a yard gain. Third down and 9 for Stanley County from their 49. They went only 3 of 13 on third down last week. Of course, they converted one already tonight. 9:45, first quarter, no score here in DeSmet. Man in motion, Hansen takes that handoff, midfield, 48, drops the ball! DeSmet has it. Dropped it before he hit the ground. DeSmet has taken over. That's Slayton Wilkinson who recovered it. And, yeah, it was just dropped at the 46-yard line of DeSmet. Clayton Wilkinson makes the recovery with 9 minutes and 35 seconds to play in the first quarter. So a turnover. The Buffs had just the one last week. And now DeSmet, their quarterback, Britt Carlson, under center. Or in a shotgun, I should say. First and 10 from his 46. From right to left. Fake the handoff. Throw left to Caden Fast. Caught it 45 to midfield to the 40 of Stanley County. And finally down at the Buffalo 38 by Brock Zabe. Good play fake there. As Carlson found Caden Fast. Zabe finally able to make the play. In between the 38 and 39, statistically say the Stanley County 38 for a gain of 16. And it's first down and 10 for DeSmet. Trying to take advantage of a turnover. No score with 9:18 left in the first quarter here at Wilkinson Field. Two receivers to the right. Deep shotgun formation again for Carlson. Fast. Zell with him in the backfield. Up the middle goes Carlson. 30 just tries to run over Hansen, who does bring him down near the first down marker. They need near that 28-yard line. The keeper by Carlson, and that is going to be just a little bit short of that first down, about a half yard. So a good gain, 9 yards. Second down, about a half yard left inside the Stanley County 29-yard line as DeSmet, after the turnover, has moved it inside. Officials are going to stop things here for just a moment. And, in fact, they're going to bring out the sticks to see if he made that first down. It's in between the 28 and 29, and where Carlson was able to advance, it looks awfully close. They're having to bring the sticks all the way to the sideline in front of us, which is where DeSmet is, and they're going to give him the first down. I kind of thought at first glance that he made it. And basically by the nose of the football, he has. First and 10, DeSmet. First downs on two straight plays. They're at the Stanley County 28. 9:03 in the first quarter. Scoreless game. It's just inside 29. Statistically, the 28. Zill was wide to the left. Zell, that is. Tom Onbaugh is wide to the right. Dylan Zell in the backfield with Britt Carlson. Looks at a four-man front for Stanley County. Carlson in the shotgun. Handed to Zell. Left wing 25, 20. Tackle broken. 15, 10, 5. He's gone. Caden Fast has scored from 29 yards out. One tackle broken at the line of scrimmage. Caden Fast just jumped right over that. And in less than a minute, and taking advantage of the lost fumble by Stanley County, DeSmet has taken the lead in this game. They keep the offense on the field. They'll go for the two-point conversion. The quarterback is Carlson. Both Zell and Fast are in the backfield with him. On ball to the left. And a little bit of a flinch, I think, by someone in the line. Indeed, it is a legal procedure on DeSmet, and that'll set the Bulldogs back five, so they'll have to scrimmage now for the two-point conversion back at the eight-yard line. First penalty of the game. Not many penalties last week. The Buffs only had three. Sully Buttes didn't have very many either. Try for two from the eight-yard line. On ball, lines up to the left. Again, it's both Zell and Fast and a T in the backfield with Carlson under center. Pitch left to Zell around the left end to the five. He's into the end zone for 2 points. Dylan Zell converts the two-point conversion, and DeSmet takes advantage of the turnover. We'll take a break. 8:48 left in the first quarter. DeSmet on top over Stanley County. 8-0. Back at 2 DeSmet in 1 minute on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Access Health Fort Pier welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluations for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports visits. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health, Fort Pier, assuring access to quality health care.
YesWay customers can now experience fun at a whole new level with Allsup's brand products like hearty and delicious world-famous Allsup's burritos and Allsup's chimneys. Allsup's brand products now available at YesWay. YesWay, say yes to convenience.
On drive, Triple Chase Hansen from 17 left of the 20, 25, not much room, brought down in an ankle tackle at about his own 26-yard line. And Slater Wilkinson, he was the one who recovered the fumble, and he's the one who made the hit right there. A three-play, 54-yard scoring drive for DeSmet. One pass, two runs, took 47 seconds. Stanley County starts, they'll spot it at their 27. First and 10, down 8-0 here in DeSmet to the Bulldogs. Brock Zabe at quarterback. Has two receivers to the left and one to the right. Man in motion, Hansen, handoff to Chase. 25 around right end. Upended and fell forward to the 30. Chase Van Regenmorter was able to knock him on the hip, but still. Hansen fell forward for a gain of three and second down and seven for Stanley County from their 30. 8-0 DeSmet, 8:15 left in the first quarter. As they converted a turnover into a touchdown. Brock Zabe with Hansen in motion, fakes the handoff to him. Throw down the middle, just overthrown at the 48-yard line, incomplete for Schweitzer. But there was a big rush on him as in came Dylan Zell and, in fact, knocked him over, not... Not a dirty play at all, but just a good rush by Dylan Zell. And now third down for Stanley County and seven from their 30-yard line. One for two on third down. Important for the Buffs to convert here. Blaze Frost and Paxton Dior wide to the right. Receiver to the left. They're about in the middle of the field. A roll right by Brock Zabe. He throws back toward the middle and under through Chase Hansen at his 46 and incomplete. But again, Dylan Zell was putting some pressure on him. It is incomplete and it's fourth down in Stanley County. Three and out. And they'll bring Paxton Deal in the punt. He had four punts last week, the longest 39. Caden Fast stands back at his 27 for DeSmet. Pass back, oh, off the side of the foot by Fast, and that's going to go out of bounds. Don't think that even reached midfield. Nope, that is out of bounds. The official will spot it. Comes back near the 40. Well, they'll spot it at the 43-yard line. So Just a 13-yard punt by Paxton Deal. With 7:55 left first half here in DeSmet. And good field position at the 43-yard line of Stanley County for DeSmet, who's already up by a score of 8-0. They converted a turnover into a touchdown a moment ago. Touchdown run by Caden Fast of 28 yards, completing a three-play drive. Ball was put down. Now we're ready to go. Don't know what we were waiting on, but now we're set, and it is Britt Carlson, the junior at quarterback. Again, deep in that shotgun formation, he's about 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Sets a man in motion. That's Zell. Now stops on the right wing. Handoff, Van Regenmorter, flag down. Van Regenmorter's down on a good play by Chase Hansen. Back at the Stanley County 44-yard line. Let's see what the flag is. Oh, Chase Hansen with a very good defensive play to bring down the junior, Trace Van Regenmorter. And the penalty is against DeSmet anyway for a hold. So Stanley County will certainly take that, still be first down. But DeSmet will be back in their own territory now. On their second penalty, spotted back at the DeSmet 47-yard line. So that makes it first down and 20. Shotgun again for Carlson. Sends Fast in motion to the right. Receiver split each way. Now there are two to the right. As Fast is in the slot on the right. And a pass back to Fast. This is running play 50-47. Good ankle tackle. There's Weston Prince. He of that interception last week. That is a running play. As the toss went backward, Weston Prince brought Fast down at the 47-yard line of Stanley County for a gain of 6. So second down, but still 14 needed here for DeSmet. 7:24 in the first quarter, and it's a 8-0 DeSmet lead on a Caden Fast touchdown run. From right to left, go to the DeSmet Bulldogs. This is their home opener. They lost their opener at Castlewood last week. DeSmet taking a long time in this huddle, and they're 15 yards back from where the ball is. Now they come forward, only 3 seconds to snap this ball. 2 and 1, and they didn't snap the ball in time. Yeah, they were really slow coming out of that huddle, and then finally the back judge counted it all the way down, and DeSmet has their third penalty. It's a delay of game that'll set them back to their 42, unless they grant this timeout, which I think they did. It's an Actegra timeout, so we will take it. 6:56 first half, first quarter, that is, with DeSmet leading Stanley County by a score of 8-0. And let's take 30 seconds here, Trinity. Then we'll return to DeSmet here on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
You have a lot of expenses to juggle as a business owner. Worrying about health insurance for your employees shouldn't be one. Avera Health Plans could save your business up to 30% on health insurance costs without compromising your employees' benefits. You get access to a large network of providers and specialists, as well as 24/7 virtual provider visits with Avera Now. Now that's a deal. We make getting a quote and switching employer plans easy. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
The penalty was not a theft. The timeout was granted the first two DeSmet before the penalty was called. It's an Actegra timeout. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Actegra cooperative today. As Brendan Pitts calls his team over. Back on the field now, and a second down and 14 from DeSmet. They're at the 47-yard line of Stanley County. Two receivers right, right hash, wide side to the left. Shotgun formation, again for Britt Carlson. Takes the snap, back to throw. Pressure is picked up long. They do go for Damon Wilkinson, and he overthrew him at the 20. Well, wondered if they'd find that big target, and Damon Wilkinson was double covered. But it was overthrown, too, by Carlson. And that'll make a third down and 14 for DeSmet from the Stanley County 47. As after the short punt, only the 13-yard punt by Deal, DeSmet trying to take advantage of the good field position, but they face third and long. Their first time to third down in this game. Third and 14 from the Stanley County 47. Receiver right, again, white hash, white side left. Carlson under center this time, rolls right, and a late pitch, right sideline, fast, 35 of Stanley County, down to the 31. That play happened in a hurry, and that's a first down. Prince finally over there to stop him, but that late pitch worked very nicely to Caden Fast. We said in the pregame, and he's shown it, he has some speed. And there is a player down at the Stanley County bench, and it is a Bulldog, and that might be Fast. Prince met him pretty hard, Weston did. Now, I think it is Fast who is not up yet. 6:43 remains in the first quarter, as this game has had fits and starts here at the stop, at the start of it. It is a first down. They need the 33 of Stanley County for a first down, and they have it right at the 33. That's where he was deemed to be out of bounds, so it's a gain of 14, but Fast took the brunt of that. And while they attend Caden, check the scoreboard as we have an opportunity. Sully Buttes and that big rivalry renewed. By the way, Fast is up. That's the applause you heard, and he's walking. Sully Buttes is leading Potter County in Oneida, 8-0, 3 minutes to go in the first quarter of that game. As we told you earlier today, Jones County over Sunshine Bible Academy by a score of 41-0. Fast must leave the field with neon orange cleats. He is walking and taking a swig of water as he comes off the field. Looks to be all right, but of course must sit out a play. But it is a first down, the fourth already for DeSmet. Their first and 10 of the Stanley County 33-yard line. Four-man front for the Buffs as, again, DeSmet takes a while in this huddle, and they huddle about 15 yards away from the line of scrimmage. Right hash wide side left. Gannon Grunhagen has slipped to the left. They hand it up of the middle to Zell, and Dillon is across the 30 and down near the 28 or 7. As Chase Hansen was able to bring him down with an ankle tackle, or Zell might have had more. The gain is 6. It's second down and 4 for DeSmet, who has an 8-0 lead on Caden Fast's 28-yard touchdown run earlier in this first quarter. Still on the sideline, not back in there yet after he took a while to get up a moment ago. Second and 4, the SC 27 for DeSmet. Grunhagen's the man in motion. Fake it to him, toss left to Zell. Little counter play. 25 down to the 24 before he's met by Chase Hansen. And Brock Zabe was in on it first. So third down, but only a yard needed for DeSmet now at the 24-yard line of Stanley County. They line up on ball to the right and Grunhagen to the left. Carlson, the quarterback, and a shotgun. Zell in the backfield with him, but keeping it up the middle. 20 is the quarterback Carlson down near the 17-yard line of Stanley County, and that's another DeSmet first down. That'll be number 5. Noah Baldwin was the tackler for Stanley County. But 7 more yards there for Carlson, and that's 74 yards already on the ground for DeSmet and 90 yards of total offense for the Buffs. For the Bulldogs in this first quarter, not even 7 minutes old, and they're 8-0 DeSmet there on top. First and 10 now, the Stanley County 17. Two receivers right and one to the left. Snap to Carlson. Toss left. Zell around the corner of Van Regemorter it is. 13 down at the 12-yard line of Stanley County, combining our Chase Hansen and Paxton Deal. Spotted at the 13, it's a gain of 4. But DeSmet Moving the ball well again. They started this drive in Stanley County territory at the 43. After a penalty, they've been able to move it since. Second down, six here for DeSmet. Stanley County's 13 from right to left. There are a receiver each way. Fast is back in the game, is in the backfield behind Carlson, and the toss is right to Fast. Tries to cut around right end and met a tackler right away. Weston Prince with a good play to hold Fast up. Maybe gained a yard? No, he didn't. They're going to spot it right back at that line of scrimmage at the 13 for no gain. 3:52 in the first quarter. Well, DeSmet has converted two third downs on this drive. They have another here. They're third and sixth at the Stanley County 13. Van Regenmorter and On Ball are wide to the right, and wide to the left is Caden Fast. Carlson. Shotgun again for the junior quarterback. Back to throw. Here comes Baldwin, and the pass is still caught on the right side inside the 10-yard line. They found Van Regenmorter. Boy, Baldwin had good pressure right there. But Van Regenmorter makes the catch, brought down by Barrett Schweitzer. But it's going to be first and goal down to the 5-yard line of Stanley County for DeSmet after a gain of 8. And they're now 3-for-3 on this drive on third down. First and goal, Stanley County 5. DeSmet already up 8-0. 3:10 left first quarter. Two receivers to the right and one to the left. Fast is the one to the left. Man sent in motion by Carlson. It's Zell to a wing on the right. Hand it off, and Regenmorter stopped behind the line of scrimmage. Grabbing a hold of him right away. Oh, how about Cash Richardson? We had him for 8 tackles last week. And he stopped Van Regenmorter cold there. In fact, it's a loss of a yard back to the 6. The freshman, Cash Richardson, at 5'9", 150, but he was giving Sully Buttes 9 kinds of trouble last Friday. And he sent Van Regenmorter for a loss of a yard there. Second down and goal for DeSmet at the Stanley County 6. Wide out each way. They're on the right hash. Wide side left. Carlson in the shotgun. Four-man front by Stanley County. Quick throw left. Caught by Fast. End zone. Touchdown. DeSmet. A quick zip and a little inward route to Caden Fast. And that ball right on the money by Britt Carlson. And Fast has a touchdown rushing and now a touchdown receiving in this game. And the lead is now 14-0 for DeSmet. And they'll go for two again as they did when they first scored. Carlson is in the shotgun. Fast to the left. The throw is to the right, but it is behind Tom Onball and incomplete. However, DeSmet has increased their lead. 2:13 left in the first quarter, and we'll take a break with DeSmet now leading Stanley County by a score of 14-0. We'll return to DeSmet in 30 seconds here on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
Hi, this is Jenna with Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our competitive rates and refinance with us. We offer the first 90 days no payment and $75 in your pocket after finalization. Come see us at 1525 North Garfield Avenue and see why we are big on you. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. All deposits insured up to $250,000 by NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
Hopefully the drive is 43 yards in 11 plays. The penalty did set DeSmet back at first, but they do score in 11 plays. Took 5 minutes and 42 seconds. Britt Carlson to Caden Fast with a 6-yard touchdown pass. The 2-point pass didn't work, but DeSmet is now on top by a score of 14-0, and they have a big total yardage advantage so far over Stanley County, 107-20. Damon Wilkinson, the big man, is set to kick. Standing back at about their 14 are Barrett Schweitzer and Chase Hansen for Stanley County, who needs a drive. They've only had one first down so far. On a hop, it's past Hansen, who's able to pick it back up at his 13. Left to the 15, 17, no more. As Gannon Gilligan and others were able to bring down Hanson, who had to run back and take the football. And that is only, in fact, a return back to the 21-yard line. And on top of that, there's a flag down. Except now that it is picked up and there'll be no foul enforced. But Stanley County needs to move the ball right here. Down 14-0 in DeSmet with 2:07 left in the first quarter. First and 10's SC from their 21. Junior quarterback Brock Zabe, 0-for-3 passing so far. May they try to establish that on first down. Doesn't look like it with this bunch formation of two wings. No, they will hand it up the middle. Hanson and a chase across the 25. No, excuse me, Colton Brady it is. It is Colton Brady, the senior, down to about the 29-yard line. Carlson made the stop, but that's 8 yards on first down. Now it's doing something with the other downs that SC needs to do. They're second and 2 from their 29. Clock runs 1:40 left in the first quarter. 20 yards on 5 carries so far for Colton Brady after he had 36 yards in the opener against Sully Buttes last week. Receiver split each way. Brady in the backfield. Double wing with Zabe under center. 2nd and 2 from their 29 for Stanley County. Handed to Brady. Got smacked behind the line of scrimmage. Damon Wilkinson, guess who? And also Big Noah Harrison combined on that hit. No gain, they'll say. So it'll be 3rd down and 2 for Stanley County from their 29. They're 1-for-3 tonight. 3rd down is going to be so crucial. That's only 4-of-16 so far now for this season. Under 1 minute left in the first quarter, 55 seconds as the clock continues to run. Stanley County will take all the time they can here, and they may just take an Agtegra timeout, and in fact they will, and we'll take 30. 44 seconds left in the first quarter with Stanley County's first Agtegra timeout. They're trailing DeSmet 14-0. Back to DeSmet in 30 seconds on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. 50 passenger jets and a 1-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
Only the first quarter, but with 3rd down and only 2 needed, this is a pretty vital play for Stanley County, so they wanted to use a timeout to mull it over. The bus talking to head coach Max Foth right now. 3rd and 2 from their 29, a young Stanley County team trying to get some offense going. They've been held to 28 yards so far, all on the ground. It was an Agtegra timeout, as always. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. Stanley County's 3rd and 2 from their 29. Schweitzer in motion from left to right. Barrett Schweitzer. Now there are 3 receivers to the right and 1 to the left. As Zabe takes it up the middle. Wrapped up 30. Don't think he's going to make it. Damon Wilkinson, he needs the 31. Damon Wilkinson wrapped him up at about the 29. Zabe was able to move forward with that big guy Wilkinson all over him, but he only made it 1 yard to the 30, and that'll make it 4th down, and Stanley County down 14 points. Let's see if they take a chance here. It would be a chance to take, but they're down 2 scores, and it may happen when the second quarter begins as time runs down 13 and 12, and Stanley County's just going to stand around and go to the other end. We're through 1 quarter in DeSmet on the Wegner Auto scoreboard. It's DeSmet 14, Stanley County nothing. Wegner Auto, the one place to go. Back with the second quarter at Wilkinson Field in DeSmet in 1 minute on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre can help you with preconditioning home-raised calves for fall. Let Sioux Nation show you how preconditioning can be beneficial for increased weight gain, improved feedlot performance, reduced feedlot sickness, and improved sale price. Vaccination programs using Vista Once, Bovi Shield Gold One Shot, and Pyramid 5 Pre-Spawns. Also, Ultrabac 7 Samboac. See Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre for the newest technology and latest products for preconditioning your calves for increased profits from your herd.
First Dakota is giving away new Ford F-150s to celebrate 150 years as a South Dakota bank. We owe it to the countless customers who have trusted us with their banking since 1872. And we want to say thanks by giving back. Click the banner to nominate someone you know to win a new Ford pickup or go to firstdakota.com/150. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
After some thought, it'll be back to Neal in punt formation as the second quarter begins. Stanley County 4th-and-1 from their 30. 107 yards of total offense in the first quarter for DeSmet. Stanley County just 29. Caden Fast, and he is fast, is back at his 35. Passes back to the punter, 39-yard line. Is Fast 45 down to the 46. Flag comes down at the end of the play. As Fast was brought in by Stanley County's Case Calder. See what this flag is for. So Fast with a return from his 39 down to his 46. Stanley County's called for a face mask. Well, that is not what the Buffs needed. So a face mask on the tackle, and they'll put it right at midfield. They're going to say it's a five-yard face mask. So DeSmet, again, with good field position. At midfield, first and 10. Here's Fast, 45. Left side, 40. Tripped up, or he might have scored at the 34-yard line. Good play by Brock Sabe. Or Fast would have been in the end zone again, I think. But Fast ran for 17 yards and a first down. And Caden Fast is now up to 65 yards rushing on only five carries. And now there's some trouble for Stanley County. They're already down by a score of 14-0. And DeSmet's first and 10 at the Stanley County 33. 11:23 in the first half. Carlson, nobody open. Now someone is, and it's dropped at the 20-yard line and incomplete. And you really can't really blame the intended receiver, Tom Onbaugh, for that. Finally, Carlson was able to find him. Onbaugh turned around, hadn't quite turned his route back toward the quarterback yet, and just a little bit mistimed. It's incomplete. First penalty of this game, that was on Stanley County. But just the five-yard face mask, which they still have at the high school level, not at any other levels anymore. It's always 15. Second and 10 to DeSmet, Stanley County 33. From left to right, just underway in the second quarter. Carlson on just a quarterback sprint, right up the middle, 32, maybe the 31-yard line or so. As Blaze Frost stopped Carlson after a gain of just a yard. So third down and 9. Now, Stanley County is pretty certain here they're going to need two plays, but it's two big plays for their defense to try to stop DeSmet. Fast is wide to the left and on ball to the right. Man in motion to the right. That is Dylan Zell. Third and 9 to DeSmet. Stanley County's 32. Snap to Carlson. Pump fake. Now he goes long. Once on ball at the 5. Caught it in stride. Touchdown to Smith. A perfectly thrown ball. Just a little bit of a pump fake. Enough to put Stanley County off guard. And on ball beat the corner. Wide open for the score. And DeSmet takes only about a minute and a half to score for the third time. That's 32 yards. They did so on third down, on which they're now 4-for-4 tonight. They'll go for two once again. Two receivers right and one to the left with the quarterback Carlson. 20-0 now for DeSmet. A little bit of a bobble. Carlson up the middle. A hand on his ankle falls forward with a short of the goal line. But DeSmet adds to their lead. 10:29 left in the first half. We'll take a break. DeSmet now up 20-0 on Stanley County. And we'll return to DeSmet in 30 seconds on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Yards in just four plays and only a minute 23 for DeSmet. Yeah, not even a minute and a half. On third and nine, Britt Carlson found Tom Onball for a 32-yard touchdown. Two-pointer no good, but DeSmet's lead over Stanley County is now at 20-0. Carlson is now 4-for-6, 62 yards, and the touchdown passes to Onball and Fast. Damon Wilkinson set to kick for DeSmet. Waiting for Stanley County at their 16, Barrett Schweitzer and Chase Hansen. Don't forget, you can watch this game brought to you by Bauman Lumber at the KGFX page at the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. Wilkinson puts a low boot into it at his 19. It's taken by Schweitzer, 25-30. Left seam, 35, 40-yard line. Good return, and Wilkinson is the one who has to make the tackle, but not until Barrett Schweitzer was able to make it to his own 41-yard line. Good return by Schweitzer. And let's see if that helps Stanley County out. In fact, they'll say Barrett made it all the way to his 42-yard line. That's a 23-yard return. But now it's up to Stanley County to do something with this. Trailing 20-0, 10:22 in the first half. First and 10 SC from their 42. Left hash wide side right. Receiver to the right, double wing it is. Schweitzer in motion. Zabe with a play fake in some trouble. Down he goes. He's sacked for the first time tonight. Noah Harrison was the one who did it. That play fake, but DeSmet wasn't fighting on it, and the loss is 6 back to the Stanley County 36. It's second down and 16. And again, the Buffalo offense struggling, only 23 yards tonight. DeSmet 157 so far. Second and 16, Stanley County from their 36. It's a physical team. We knew that coming in. DeSmet has shown it a lot. Three receivers to the right. Snap back to Z. Pressure. Throw to the right, and it is caught by Caden Montana. Caden is at his 45. His first catch of the season, as we mentioned earlier, he didn't play in the opener. Caden Fast reined him in for a 9-yard gain at the Stanley County 45, but the Buffs still have some work to do. It's third down and 7. 1-for-4 on third down. Two receivers to the right and one to the left. From right to left goes Stanley County. Down 20-0, about 3 minutes gone in the second quarter. Zabe with a roll right under some pressure again, and it's underthrown and incomplete. He had to get rid of that ball, or he would have taken another sack. About 4 yards in front of Chase Hansen. But again, Stanley County front is having a tough time trying to contain this DeSmet pass rush. So fourth down for Stanley County again. And again, they won't take the chance and have a try to go for it. Instead, they'll send Paxton Deal in punt formation. Caden Fast stands back at his 20. four-man up front, but DeSmet doesn't look to be rushing. Pass is a little high, but Fast is able to take it. End over end. This is a little bit better kick. Fast from his 27, 30, left seam, cuts left, 40. He's at his 45. He's to midfield. Left side lineup. The number's 40, 30, 20. He's gone. Caden Fast returns at 73 yards. And the lead is now 26-0 for DeSmet. And this is proving to be what the Buffs were a little bit afraid of, a very difficult start against the DeSmet team. And again, not that they played badly at all last week. They did not in the loss to Castlewood. They played well against a good football team, but did not win. Smet wanted to get out and get after it tonight, and brother, have they. And there's the 73-yard run back by Fast to make it 26-0. They'll go for two with on Blondsdale wide to the left and Fast wide to the right. Britt Carlson in the shotgun for the two-point conversion. And a toss goes to the left to Van Regenmorter to the right corner of the end zone, and he's in for two. And DeSmet scores again. We'll take a break. 8:44 left first half here in DeSmet. And it's now DeSmet 28, Stanley County nothing. Back to DeSmet in 30 seconds here on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
There is Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights, but nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action starting Monday, September 12th. Tune into ESPN Channel 21 as the Broncos head to Lumen Field and take on the Seahawks at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for High Def TV service and more. 852-2224.
This time, the special teams come through for the DeSmet Bulldogs. A 73-yard punt return by Caden Fast for the score. And the two-point conversion on the run by Trace Van Regenmorter. 28-0, DeSmet in control of this game with 8:44 left in the first half. Stanley County back on offense. Now it's just a matter maybe of making it look a little better. A lot of this game to go, but DeSmet has been dominant from the start, and Stanley County has still managed only 32 yards of offense. Wilkinson to kick. Damon Wilkinson back at their 16 for Schweitzer and Hansen. Little end-over-end kick taken by an up man, 33. That is Richardson across the 40, and not too bad a return for Richardson. Gannon Henrich made the stop. That's a return of 11. So Stanley County again, the field position not bad. It's just a matter of doing something with it now. First and 10 from their 44. 28-0 to Smet, 8:08 in the first half here in Kingsbury County, and we're glad to have you with us. Zabe in the shotgun this time. Three receivers to the left. The toss is to the right to Brady trying to turn the corner. Van Regenmorter chases him. His tackle broken, but at the 45, the second one not broken. Tom Onball was there to bring him out and hold him to a yard gain. And Stanley County have not been able to turn that corner with any success. Yeah, we say they're physical, but this DeSmet team has good speed, too. Second and 9, Stanley County at their 45. They are a state-ranked team. DeSmet is in 9B, ranked 5th in this week's media poll. Three receivers to the left again. Zabe with a handoff around right end. Brady wrapped up to the 46-47 at the Stanley County bench in SC territory. Wilkinson and others. Brady was... No, it was a good job for him to make the yard and a quarter that he did. As Wilkinson wrapped him up, they'll give him just a yard. And every time Stanley County looks up, it appears it's third and long. It's third and 8 from their 46. 28-0 to Smet with 7:12 to go in the first half. Frost and Deal are wide to the left. Man wide to the right. Zabe. Here comes some pressure. Zabe able to get rid of it. Throws right. Goes for Hansen. Caught it. Is he in bounds? Give me a signal, please. He is not. Hansen made a diving catch inside the 30-yard line at around the 28. But he was out of bounds. Now it may be to the point where Stanley County goes for it. No, they're going to put Deal out there in punt formation. Again, the last one was returned for a touchdown. And, yeah, you can bet he's kicking it away from Fast. It's right over to the right sideline inside the 35-yard line of DeSmet. Spotted at the 34.
34-yard line.
With 6:56 left in the first half, Stanley County has managed only one first down. They've managed only 34 yards of offense. And DeSmet on touchdown runs by Fast and Van Regenmorter, and a touchdown pass, two of them by Carlson, one to Fast, one to Onball. 28-0 is the lead. Well, Fast has the touchdown run. He also has a punt return for a score. Van Regenmorter does not have a touchdown run. First and 10, DeSmet from their 34. From left to right, it is a toss right. Trying to cut ahead is Zell, 35. Left seam, 40, 42. Ankle tackle, or he might still be running. Tyler Leiferman reached for him and was able to stop him. Or that would have been another big gain. As it was 8 yards for Zell. Still 6:34 in this first half, and, well, as we say, this will be one from which Stanley County can learn. They don't have the size advantage. They don't have the experience advantage, and DeSmet is taking advantage. Bauman Lumber with our player of the game and our postgame show tonight, so stay tuned for that. Second and 2, DeSmet from their 42, up 28-0, 6:10 in the half. Two receivers right and one to the left. Shotgun for Britt Carlson. Blitz look by Stanley County. Carlson sprint draw off the middle. 45, his 46 or 7. That's enough for the first down. Brock Zeeben at the end of that play. Spotted at the 46 for a gain of 4. They needed 2, and DeSmet has their 9th first down in this first half. Stanley County still with only 1. And we're midway through the second quarter. Don't forget, back at Old Williamson Field next Friday night for the Dupree Tigers at 6:30 here on 1060 103.1 KGFX. Receivers each way for DeSmet on first and 10 from their 46, up 28-0 midway through the second. Carlson takes the snap out of the shotgun. Sprint run ahead for him on a draw to midfield before he is stopped. Zabe in there again. There's nothing terribly fancy, really, from this offense anyway, but there's especially not going to be now, you would imagine, with a 28-point lead. It's run the ball and run some time. Carlson to the bench, talking with Brendan Pitts, brings the play back to the huddle. Just outside midfield, we're near 5 minutes left in the first half, 5:04 and 5:03 as the clock runs. Second and 6, a long 6 for DeSmet. Grunhagen wide to the right, man wide to the left. Whiteside is to the right. They line up at the left hash, and they hand it off to Van Regenmorter. Upended into Stanley County territory by Chase Hansen to the Stanley County 45-yard line. Gain of 5 will lead third down in just a yard. DeSmet hasn't missed on third down yet tonight. They're 4 for 4, and they only need a yard here. On ball wide left, and wide to the right. Straight eye backfield. Don't see this a whole lot anymore. Under center is Carlson, and it is Van Regenmorter. Left side 40, a lot of room. 30, left sideline 20, 10, gone. There is a touchdown run for Trace Van Regenmorter, the junior. It's 45 yards. It is 34-0 for DeSmet. And a long night is getting longer by the moment for Stanley County. But hey, it's a DeSmet team that is awfully stout. A semifinal team in the 9A playoffs last year. 0-1, but looking strong tonight. They'll go for two again. Carlson, the junior quarterback. Shotgun snap for Britt. Comes to him now, but some movement in the line, and whistle stops play on a false start. Just the third penalty on DeSmet. And two of them have been on the starting two-point tries. So this will back him up to the eight. 4:04 first half, 34-0 DeSmet. .223 yards of offense for the home team, only 34 for the visiting Stanley County Buffaloes. Gruenhagen wide left and wide to the right is on ball. Zell in the backfield with Carlson in the shotgun. Britt is back to throw. He looks left and it is taken in on a nice throw by Gruenhagen for the two-point conversion. We'll take a break. 4:04 left in the first half. Now it is DeSmet 36 and Stanley County nothing. Back in 30 seconds here on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Access Health Fort Pierre welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluations for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports visits. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health, Fort Pierre, assuring access to quality health care.
Scoring drive, this one for DeSmet, 5 plays, 66 yards, takes 252, the last 45 by Trace Van Regenmorter, improving DeSmet's rushing total to 161 yards tonight, 53 for Van Regenmorter, Fast has 65. Two-point conversion makes it 36-0, and now Stanley County's aim is to try to make this, if they possibly can, more than a one-half football game. Carlson will be the one doing the kickoff this time, not Damon Wilkinson. And Carlson, little pop-up kick. This is taken at his 23-yard line by Hansen. Spins 25, 30, and brought down right there by Slayton Wilkinson. So Stanley County at their 32 after a 9-yard return. Trailing 36-0, 3:59 left in the first half. And again the goal for Stanley County now. Move the ball. They've had only one first down. And try to keep this from being just a one-half football game. You know DeSmet's starting to think about that. First and 10, Stanley County from their 32. Hansen in an orbit motion. Zabe with a little delay and a pitch right to Chase. Hansen 45, 47. Best play the Buffs have had in a while. Britt Carlson stopped him. Gain of 5 to the Stanley County 37-yard line, second down and 5. Again, if it's a 35-point lead at the half, it's a running clock. In the second half, whenever it gets to 50 points, either at halftime or in the second half, it's over in the regular season. All except the state championship game is when the 50-point rule is involved. Second down and 5 from their 37. Zabe with a throw right. Hansen caught it. First down, Stanley County, to his 45. Nice little in route. And there's second down, first down number 2 for Stanley County. To their 46. Henrich made the stop. That's a gain of 9. Second completion for Brock Zabe in 7 tries. First and 10 Stanley County from their 46, 3:03 left in the half. And some backups are in for DeSmet already. Hand on a sweep to Hansen, medaled head on by Carlson for a loss of 1 back to the 45. Yeah, they read that play. DeSmet did all the way. Hansen went left, but Carlson went right and smacked him down for a loss of a yard. It is 45. 36-0 DeSmet. Over Stanley County, 2:37 to go in the first half here at Wilkinson Field on a nice night. What a pleasant little town this is. Well, you know, as we told you, it's the home of Laura Ingalls Wilder, and she is saluted, of course, all over this town. Second and 11 for Stanley County from their 45. Snap back to Zabe. Pressure coming. Going for fast. Knocked down and incomplete. Nice breakup there. Going for Deal, I should say. And Fast was the one that knocked it down. And with 2:17 left in the half, Stanley County. Guess what, folks? It's third and long. Third and 11 from their 45. Just one of six on third down tonight. Schweitzer and Hansen to the right. Well, Stanley County's going to stop things with their second timeout. It's an Agtegra timeout, and we'll take 30 seconds as well. 2:17 to go in the first half in DeSmet. It's all DeSmet Bulldogs leading Stanley County 36-0. We'll return in 30 seconds on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
Insurance. We all need it to protect our homes, health, businesses, and belongings. But having adequate coverage is just the beginning. You also need the support of professionals who stand by your side to protect what's important to you. Fisher Rounds & Associates combines the coverage you want with the commitment you need. Fisher Rounds & Associates. At your service, at your side. With offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Watertown, Sioux Falls, and Rapid City.
Get your time out. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. Again, the goal for Stanley County. Move the ball here. See if they can move the sticks. Still 2:17 left in the half. 36-0 to Smet. Stanley County, third and 11 from their 45. Three receivers right now. One breaks off Frost and is in motion to the left, so it's two men each way. Snap back to Zay. Pressure again. Throws down the right seam. Incomplete. Pressure got to him. He went for Schweitzer, but the ball was behind him. And it'll be punt formation again for Stanley County with 2:12 remaining in the first half. And DeSmet, well, they still have two timeouts left, and they've got to be thinking, let's see if we can get the ball twice more and score twice more and get the heck out of here early. Van Regenmorter stands back at his 25, awaiting the punt of Paxton Deal. End over end at his 27, Van Regenmorter. 30, 35, ankle tackle. Good play, Blaze Frost, down to his 38. Return of 11 yards. Good play by Blaze Frost, but DeSmet, not bad field position at their 38. Still a minute 49 in the first half. DeSmet may be assured of a running clock in the second half at the very least, leading Stanley County by a score of 36-0. We'll run over scores at halftime. We'll look at stats too. One receiver left and two to the right for DeSmet. They're first and 10 from their 38. Minute 40 in the first half, 36-0. DeSmet on top. Carlson with a throw down the middle. Oh, and incomplete. Nearly intercepted. Nearly the third pick in two games for Paxton Deal. The pass was intended for Gruenhagen, but the only man with a hand on that ball was Paxton Deal. He ended up breaking it up, but nearly had interception number three. He stepped right in front of Gruenhagen. Second and 10 for DeSmet from their 38. Clock stopped with 1:34 left in the half. DeSmet up 36-0 over Stanley County. On second and 10, right hash. Snap to Carlson. Sprint draw again. 40-43. Zabe grabbed him by the ankle. He's down after a gain of about five.
For the Buffaloes, we'll bring up third down with 6 yards to go.
Just outside the 43, it's a long five, down to 1:16, 1:15. Still two timeouts left for DeSmet, who leads by a score of 36-0 over Stanley County. Third down, a long five from their 43. Gruenhagen is wide to the right. That's the wide, or to the left, and that's the wide side. Tom Allball wide to the right. Shotgun here for quarterback Britt Carlson. Pitch left to Zell. Cuts back up, 45. Right sideline, he's to the 50. Numbers 40. brought down 31-yard line by Schweitzer, but it's a first down. 48 seconds left. Big run by Zell, down to the 31-yard line of Stanley County. First down and 10. That's a 26-yard run to Smet. Now up to 192 yards on the ground. 44 seconds, 43. Still two timeouts for DeSmet. They're up 36-0 over Stanley County. Receiver each way. Toss sweep left to Zell. 35, 30. Breaking away from Brady. 20 on the left sideline. Upended and down near the 15 by Frost. Or by Paxton Deal with 28 seconds left in the half. Clock will be stopped while they set the ball, move the chains. It's 14 more to the 17. Clock runs again, 26, 25 seconds. DeSmet wants another score, up 36-0. First and 10, Stanley County, 17-yard line, dominating this game. Carlson with a little pitch to the right, and Brady is able to bring down Zell in the backfield for a loss of a couple, down to 11 seconds. And now DeSmet will call their second timeout, an Integra timeout, and we'll take 30 also. 11 seconds left in the first half. DeSmet has a 36-0 lead over Stanley County. Third down and long. Coming up when we return in 30 seconds. Second down and long, I should say. But we're back in 30 here on KGFX.
Have you ever wondered what the benefits are of becoming a Waihi Federal Credit Union member? At Waihi Federal Credit Union, we reinvest profits in you. We do this in the form of lower interest rates, higher dividends, and low to no fees. So come check us out or come in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pier, because at Waihi Federal Credit Union, we treat our members like they own the place because, well, they do.
Waihi Federal Credit Union.
What? Second 11 of the Stanley County 18 before they run this second down play. Let's pause for station identification.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 1060 KTFX Pier. Rebroadcasting on K276 GT 103.1 FM, Fort Pier. Put the phone down. Focus on driving.
Second and 11 for DeSmet, Stanley County 18. Up 36-0, 11 seconds left in the first half. Snap is back to Britt Carlson. He throws down the middle, right in the middle of the end zone. Overthrown for everyone and incomplete. He wanted Grunhagen. Deal was there covering, and it was over both of their heads. And with 6 seconds left, there will be at least a start of the second half of this game, it appears. It's third down and 11. The timeout presented by Actegra. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Actegra cooperative today. So we will have at least some of the second half, but there will be a running clock, it appears. 36-0 to Smet. 6 seconds left in the first half. The Smet's third and 11th, the Stanley County 18 from left to right. Two receivers right and one to the left. Carlson looks at a four-man front. Bit of a blitz look. It's picked up. Carlson with a throw off his back foot and incomplete. One hop in front of Van Regenmorter. Double covered as the first half comes to an end. And it was a first half that was completely dominated by the DeSmet Bulldogs. Tough loss for them last week, and they have taken it to the Stanley County Buffaloes in the first half tonight, dominating the game in all facets. They have touchdown runs from Fast and Van Regenmorter. They have two touchdown passes by Britt Carlson, one to Fast, one to Allenbaugh, and Fast with that 73-yard punt return also. And it all adds up to our Wegner Auto halftime scoreboard that says DeSmet, 36, Stanley County, nothing. Wegner Auto, they are South Dakota's oldest auto dealer, and they have been in the capital city of Pierre since 1908. Stay tuned for our halftime report. We'll look at stats, we'll look at other scores, and let you know what's coming up here on KGFX and other stations of the DRG Media Group, too. Let you know about Pierre action, too. But at the half, 36-0, DeSmet has the lead on Stanley County. Back with our halftime report in 2 minutes from DeSmet. This is high school football at the KGFX page at drgnews.com and the DRG News app and on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Yeah.
Yes Way Rewards members not only get savings on in-store items and cool free stuff, they also get savings on gas, including an instant fuel discount upon registering. Join now at yesway.com. Yes Way. Say yes to convenience.
Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre can help you with preconditioning home-raised calves for fall. Let Sioux Nation show you how preconditioning can be beneficial for increased weight gain, improved feedlot performance, reduced feedlot sickness, and improved sale price. Vaccination programs using Vista Once, BoviShield Gold One Shot, and Pyramid 5 Pre-Spawns. Also, UltraBac 7 Sambuac. See Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre for the newest technology and latest products for preconditioning your calves for increased profits from your herd.
Hi, this is Jenna with Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our competitive rates and refinance with us. We offer the first 90 days no payment and $75 in your pocket after finalization. Come see us at 1525 North Garfield Avenue and see why we are big on you. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. All deposits insured up to $250,000 by NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
Now you can book flights from Pierre Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pierre Regional Airport. 50 passenger jets and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pierre Regional Airport.
It's in the first half here in Kingsbury County, leading the Stanley County Buffaloes 36-0. I'm David Burrow. Our studio coordinator is Trinity Pearson. A fumble led to the Smets' first touchdown just over 3 minutes into the game, a 28-yard run by Caden Fast. Next time DeSmet had the ball, Carlson found Fast for a 6-yard touchdown to complete a 43-yard drive. The two-pointer on the first touchdown, good. The second one, no good. 14-0 DeSmet. Early second quarter, Carlson, a 32-yard touchdown pass to Tom Onball. Two-pointer, no good, but that completed a 50-yard drive, and it was 20-0 to Smet. And then Caden Fast with a 73-yard touchdown on a punt return with just under 9 minutes left in the half, and the two-pointer good, 28-0 to Smet. And Trace Van Regenmorter with just over 4 minutes left in the half on a 45-yard touchdown run, and that made it 36-0 to Smet after the two-pointer was good, and DeSmet was driving again when the first half ended, but a couple of shots at the end zone fell short. But still all DeSmet in this game, as the statistics will tell you. 267 yards in the first half for DeSmet, only 47 for Stanley County. 12 first downs for DeSmet, just 2 for the Buffs. 205 yards rushing for DeSmet, 62 passing, just 29 yards rushing and 18 passing for the Buffs. And DeSmet, well, they converted their first 6 third downs, and they went 6-for-7 in the first half on third down. Stanley County just 1-of-7. DeSmet 3 out of 4 times scoring in the red zone. The one they didn't make it was there at the end of the half. Caden Fast, 79 yards on 6 carries, including the touchdown. Trace Van Regenmorter, 53 yards on 4 carries, including the score. Dylan Zell, 5-for-42. Britt Carlson, 6-for-31. Carlson was also 4-of-9 passing, 62 yards in the 2 scores, the one to Fast, the one to Onball. Fast had 2 catches, 22. Onball, the 1-for-32. Trace Van Regenmorter, 1-for-8. Not much of offense for Stanley County. Colton Brady did have 22 yards on 8 carries. Chase Hansen, 3 carries for 7. Brock Zabe, 3-for-0. And Zeb, only 2-of-9 passing, 18 yards. Caden Montana, in his first game this season, had a catch for 9 yards. Chase Hansen also 1 catch for 9. Time of possession in favor of DeSmet, 12-18 to 11-42, but they struck relatively quickly on their scoring drives. They were 47 seconds. One was 5:42, but the others were 1:23, and then the punt return, and then just 2:52. All DeSmet in this first half, they lead Stanley County by a score of 36-0. Let's look at the scoreboard. First, let's tell you about Pure Governor Volleyball before we tell you about other football. They're up 2-1 on Rapid City Stevens at the Ringside Gym. Brian Oakland has that on River 92.7. And then tomorrow afternoon, it's the Central Cobblers playing the Governors. That's a 1:30 air time. And don't forget, Governor football is tomorrow night for the season opener against Aberdeen Central on River 92.7, the official voice of the Pure Governors at Hollister Field at Phil Trondor Stadium. It's a 6:30 air time. Darren Boyle with a doubleheader today, working hard. He covered that Jones County 41-0 victory at Sunshine Bible Academy. Now he's in Miller, and Mount Vernon Plankinton leading Miller High or Herald at the half, but only by 6-0. And the Rustlers showing some spunk here at the start of this season. They're going for a 2-0 start. Other action in nine-man football. Sully Buttes and Potter County renewing their rivalry, and it's Sully Buttes on top, 10-6 with 6 minutes left in the first half. That game being played in Oneida, Kadoka area, at home leading Harding County Bison 22-14. Cougars on top, 5 minutes left in the half. Lyman all over New Underwood, out in New Underwood. Raiders 32-0 with 2 minutes left in the first half. Goodwin and Timberlake, Harriet Selby area in their season opener, leading Timberlake at the half 8-0. And Dave Williams has that game big at AM 100.7 KMLO. 11-man football tonight in 11B. How are the Winter Warriors doing as they go for win number 25 in a row? Very well, thank you. 46-6, they lead at home over Wagner with 5 minutes left in the second half. By the way, we can tell you that Mount Vernon Plankinton has now increased their lead over Miller High or Herald to 14-0 with 8 minutes to go in the third quarter of that game. Mobridge Pollock, wow, big win for the Tigers. They start 2-0 as they went to Wabe and just smashed Dakota Hills by a score of 51-0. Chamberlain is starting their season at home and trailing Lennox at the half by a score of 24-0 in 11A. 11AA, first night of action. T area routing Huron 45-0 in T with a minute left in the half. Brookings at home, not too far from here at Dana J. Dykhouse Stadium, leads Watertown at the half 12-3. The Governors go to Brookings next Friday. St. Thomas More at home, leading 11AA Spearfish at the half 21-0. Delfouche leading at Douglas 14-8 with 2 minutes left in the half. Yankton all over Mitchell, and we've heard some good things about that Buck team. 24-0 at Joe Kintle Field at halftime. 11AAA tonight in Sioux Falls. Lincoln leads Roosevelt, minute left in the half in Howard Wood Field by a score of 10-7. All the other games in 11AAA will be tomorrow night. Here in DeSmet, it's all Bulldogs at the half leading Stanley County by a score of 36-0. Minnesota Twins baseball back here on KGFX tomorrow evening. And oh, brother, do they need a win. Very badly. They went into tonight with a 6-game losing streak. And they're hosting the San Francisco Giants in the start of a series at Target Field this evening. Twins have now fallen 4 games behind the American League Central leading Cleveland Guardians. And tonight, the Twins trying to break that streak, and they're off to a good start. 6-0, they lead San Francisco in the bottom of the third. About the second game of that series on KGFX 5:30 tomorrow, and then at 12 noon for the final game of that series on Sunday. By the way, Cleveland plays at Seattle later now. In fact, the Twins are now tied with the Chicago White Sox for second in the American League Central, and the Sox are trailing Arizona at Guaranteed Rate Field in the Windy City 7-0 at the end of 3.5, and the Sox remain one of the biggest mysteries in baseball this season with a lot of talent, and they are seriously, seriously underachieving. So again, the Twins back here on KGFX tomorrow. In fact, it'll be my honor tomorrow. I'm going to be at Target Field as the Treasure Island Baseball Network is having a reception for the affiliates tomorrow, and it'll be my honor to represent DRG Media Group. Looking forward to that. I haven't been to Target Field this year, so that will be fun. It's not been fun in this first half for the Stanley County Buffaloes. just to trying to make it look a little better. That's going to be their goal in this second half. The Smet Bulldogs have dominated so far on their home field at Wilkinson Field. Our halftime score on the Wegner Auto scoreboard is the Smet 36 and Stanley County nothing. We will return and bring you the start of the second half. We'll take a three-minute break right here and then get the second half going from Wilkinson Field and DeSmet. High school football returns in 3 minutes on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
You know that feeling? The feeling that things couldn't get any better? It's you at your best. Being your best means owning your health. It means not only meeting your goals, but crushing them, then setting new ones. Partner with an Avera primary care provider. We are right here to help you create health goals so you can feel your best and move forward to your healthiest self. Learn more at avera.org/checkup. Avera, moving health forward.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Each South Dakota farmer operates differently, and that means that ag insurance should be as unique as every farmer in the field. Fisher Rounds & Associates gets to know you and your operation before we find a policy. That way, we can make sure you have the coverage you need. Contact Fisher Rounds & Associates and see what it means to have us at your service and at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving South Dakota farmers with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Watertown, Sioux Falls, and Rapid City.
Access Health Fort Pierre welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluations for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports visits. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health Fort Pierre, assuring access to quality health care.
Hi, this is Jenna with Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our competitive rates and refinance with us. We offer the first 90 days no payment and $75 in your pocket after finalization. Come see us at 1525 North Garfield Avenue and see why we are big on you. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. All deposits insured up to $250,000 by NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we'll dig on you.
Otherwise, it is a very pleasant night in DeSmet, and it's awfully nice for the home team. The DeSmet Bulldogs are up 36-0 on the Stanley County Buffaloes, with the second half just about to start here at Wilkinson Field. I'm David Burrow, and studio coordinator is Trinity Pearson. Second half kickoff just ahead for you, presented by Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre. Stay tuned in our postgame. Bauman Lumber will bring you our player of the game. Look for a while the threat that there might not even be a second half. DeSmet took the 36-0 lead. Stanley County able to stop DeSmet on defense near the end of the first half. But now Stanley County's aim will be just to try to keep the game going, but they won't have the football first in the second half, probably. Tyler Leiferman is set to kick for Stanley County. Trace Van Regenmorter is back for DeSmet, along with Gannon Henrich, standing at around their 11-yard line. It'll be a right-to-left kick from Tyler Leiferman as the second half gets underway. Stanley County back home for Dupree next Friday night. And the boot comes about a couple of hops and skips past Van Regenmorter, and he lets it go to the goal line. That's going to be a touchback, and a good job there by Tyler Leiferman. And a smart play, too, really, to Van Morgan or Van Regenwoerder's credit not to play it. He could see that it was going to go to the goal line, and it did. But a touchback and a good kick by Tyler Lieferman, and DeSmet will start back at their 20-yard line. We'll have to get the flip card out, as they have gone to a few younger players. At least it appears they have. No, looks like the starters are still out. But again, just the second game of the season, you still want to work on some things. They're not. It's not being perceived as running the score up or anything. First and 10 to Smith from their 20. This is a toss left to Zell, 21-yard line. 22, not a lot. There's one of the better defensive plays of the night for Stanley County, as Brock Zabe is able to bring Zell down. He held into a yard gain. And again, you just, from Stanley County here, look, realistically, let's be honest, the game's out of reach. But now the point, make some plays, good defensive stand at the end of the first half. Remember, this team still has not played together very long, only about 3 weeks. Second and 9 to Smet from their 21. Two receivers, right and one to the left. They're from left to right. And they hand it off across the 21-yard line to the 22. But no more there, as Blaze Frost brought down Slayton Wilkinson, who was favoring his hip a little bit as he got up. No gain there. So third down and 9 for DeSmet from their 21. They converted on their first 6. Missed at the end of the half. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Britt Carlson is having a good night, the junior quarterback in the shotgun. He's back to throw, and throws to the right, overthrown at the right numbers and incomplete. He was going for Dylan Zell at his own 30. But it's fourth down now. Stanley County will have a chance to do something with the football. Again, they've been held to only 2 first downs so far tonight. Carlson in punt formation for DeSmet. Chase Hansen stands at his 45, now steps forward to about his 48 for Stanley County. A little bit of a rush. High end over end kick. Hansen won't touch it. DeSmet downs it, but it's going to be in Stanley County territory, or in DeSmet territory, so it's going to be good field position here for Stanley County. It is downed at the DeSmet 49 after a 28-yard punt. That clock will keep running. 9:44 left in the third quarter. It is running because the lead is 36 points for DeSmet. It's 36 to nothing. Remember, when the lead is 35, that running clock rule goes into effect in the second half. First and 10, Stanley County, DeSmet's 49. Man in motion is Colton Brady. Brock Zabe in the shotgun. Long count for Brock, takes the snap. Pitch left, and Schweitzer, 45 of DeSmet, down to the 40, and finally brought down there. One tackle broken, finally brought in by Jan Grunhagen, but on the pitch, there's Barrett Schweitzer. Showing, again, pretty good athleticism there, and that's a 9-yard gain. And we go back to our keys to success visit with Max Foles. Barrett Schweitzer is just going to have to be used in a lot of places out of necessity. Not too many numbers, but Schweitzer showed in the little bit of playing time he had last year in varsity. He can do a lot of different things. Second down and a yard, Stanley County up at the Smet 40. That double wing and the hand to Brady, wrapped up behind the line at the 42. Noah Harrison wouldn't let Brady make it nearly back to the line of scrimmage. The loss is 2, back to the DeSmet 41. So it's third down and 2 at the DeSmet 41. Manageable distance here. SC just 1 of 7 on third down in this game. That double wing bunch set again. Schweitzer comes out of it, and they hand it to Brady up the middle. 39-38, first down, Stanley County. Colton Brady, the senior, lugs it again. He was brought in by Harrison, but the first down is just the third of the game for Stanley County. They make it to right where they needed, the 39-yard line of DeSmet. 7:39, third quarter. Call it the 38, actually. Instant 10, Stanley County, you trails DeSmet 36-0. Receiver each way. And out of that wing formation, Hansen to the left in front of Brady, who takes the handoff, wrapped up by Carlson, only a yard outside the left numbers to the DeSmet 38. Carlson came up with the ball, but Brady was already down. Nope, they all say the knee was down at the 39. So that's no gain. That's where the line of scrimmage was. So the last carry by Brady had been to the 39. That one, no gain for Colton. Second down and 10, Stanley County, 6:50 in the third. Three receivers to the right. A four receiver set as there's one to the left. Brock Zabe throws, goes right, caught by Hansen. 30-yard line near that first down marker on the right sideline. Chased down over there by Gannon Henrich to give Stanley County the first down.
Now let's set the ball now on the Bulldogs.
So something good for the Buffaloes to the 28-yard line. That's a gain of 11 yards. Zabe now 3 of 10, 29 yards. That's Hansen's second catch. 6:08 in the third. 36-0 DeSmet. Stanley County's first and 10 at DeSmet's 28. Crossed wide to the left, two to the right. Handoff. Brady bounces off one tackle, left guard, 27, maybe the 26.
Brady with the run.
In on the play was Dylan Zell.
And Rigamarter for the Bulldogs. Got to bring up a second down for the Bulldogs.
Gain of a couple to the 26. He'll make it second down and 8. And Stanley County moving the ball a little bit better. Smith still does have most of the first team players in there. Paxton Deal, Chase Hansen are wide to the right for Stanley County. That's the wide side. Brady is wide to the left. And on a sweep, an end around by Hansen. 25, left hash. Dropped there. Gain of a yard or so for Chase. Coming off the bottom of that play and coming up a little awkwardly, he is up, but it is Britt Carlson. So it's a yard gain to the DeSmet 25-yard line, and that makes it third down and 7. Just under 5 minutes left in the third. 36-0 DeSmet, so this third quarter going by quickly. The running clock rule. Deal in motion, fake to him by Zabe, throwing up the middle, going for Schweitzer at the 5, but overthrew him as the ball landed in the end zone. Incomplete. With 4:37 and the clock continues to run in the third quarter. And with the ball in DeSmet's end of the field, the Buffs will just keep the offense on the field now. Fourth down, they need 7 at the DeSmet 25-yard line. Ole Williamson Field, the site for Stanley County's Buffaloes and the Dupree Tigers, 6:30. And we hope you'll join us next Friday here on 1060 103.1 KGFX after this game. We'll name our Bauman Lumber Player of the Game. A T-shirt will go to that recipient. Fourth and 7, Stanley County, DeSmet 25. Three receivers left. Zabe is looking to the right, and he overthrew Hansen, who tried to dive back to make the catch at the DeSmet 20, but it was out of his reach. And it is incomplete, and DeSmet will take over at their own 25. 3:40, and that clock runs remaining in this third quarter. DeSmet after an excellent season last year, 10-1, did not lose until the semifinal round of the 9A playoffs. Toss right on first down, and this is Sladen Wilkinson dragged down with some force by Noah Baldwin. Didn't horse collar him. It was close to that. Gain of only about 3 for Wilkinson. Good play by Noah Baldwin. Gain of 3. Smith at their 28, making it second down and 7. We're down to 2:45. In the third quarter. Stanley County's aim tonight, match the physical play of DeSmet. Expo said if they do, it can be a four-quarter game. If not, it may not be, and it probably won't be now. Toss right to Zell. Catch at his 27. Up forward to the 30 where Weston Prince brought him down. Just a little bubble screen to the right that Zell caught. Gain of 3 to his 31, leaving 3rd and 4 for DeSmet with 2:10 left in the 3rd, and that score remains what it was at the half, 36-0 DeSmet over Stanley County. Past dusk, a very pleasant evening here in Kingsbury County after a pretty comfortable day. And wasn't all that rain nice this morning? We need it. 3rd down and 4, DeSmet from their 31. Two receivers right. Slayton Wilkinson now lines up wide to the left. Shotgun for the quarterback, Britt Carlson. Blitz whooped by Stanley County's Barrett Schweitzer. Toss right, but the play is stopped as the ball was handed to Gannon Henrich because of a false start against DeSmet. That'll set him back 5 to their 26. The fourth penalty on DeSmet for 25 yards. Only one penalty again tonight on Stanley County. Remember, they had a couple early against Sully Buttes, but then I think only one more in the game. So they played pretty clean football in the first game in three quarters. 107 in the third. DeSmet up 36-0, backed up to their 26. They face 3rd down and 9. Again, two receivers to the right, one to the left. Same formation as a moment ago. Shotgun for Carlson. Snap is back to Britt. Stands at his 18. Throws long down the right seam once. Zell and complete. Just out of his reach at the 43-yard line of Stanley County. He'd beaten Weston Prince by a step, but the ball was just a little bit overthrown. So it'll be a punt for Carlson. In punt formation anyway, but you wouldn't think at this point they'd try anything. Up 36-0. Chase Hansen stands back at his 44. This should end the third quarter of play. 17 seconds with that running clock. Snap is back, and a line drive kick goes straight left and ends into DeSmet territory at the 48. It's picked up by Hansen, and he's able to gain 6 yards. That's some hustle there by Hansen, who was off to the races before Henrich was able to bring him down. Good play by Chase. But we're through 3 on the Wagner Auto scoreboard. DeSmet leading Stanley County 36-0. Wagner Auto, the one place to go. Back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Have you ever wondered what the benefits are of becoming a Owyhee Federal Credit Union member? At Owyhee Federal Credit Union, we reinvest profits in you. We do this in the form of lower interest rates, higher dividends, and low to no fees. So come check us out or come in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pier, because at Owyhee Federal Credit Union, we treat our members like they own the place because, well, they do.
Owyhee Federal Credit Union.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. You also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects, and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast or by calling 855-697-2592.
That is such an alert play by Chase Hansen, who, that's a live ball. It was sitting there. A DeSmet player hadn't touched it, and Hansen picked it up at the 48. And had it not been for the outstretched hand of Gannon Henrich, Hansen might have scored. Instead, Stanley County, as the fourth quarter begins, are 1st and 10 at the DeSmet 42, looking to get on the board. They trail 36-0 in this second game of the 2022 season. Here is a handoff through right guard Brady, and Colton is wrapped up and able to fall forward for a couple. Noah Harrison is able to bring him down. Just remembering that we did not see Damon Wilkinson kicking the ball off. We haven't seen him on the field for a while. He is on the bench with his helmet off. Looks to be fine. They may just be saying to him, big guy, you've done enough for the night and this week. Get back at him next week. 2nd down and 8, Stanley County at the DeSmet 40. Just underway in the fourth quarter. Orbit motion by Hansen. Toss left to Brady. Look out! He's down back at the 44-yard line.
Brady on the run. Caught in the backfield by Tucker Anderson.
Great pursuit by Tucker Anderson, a 6 foot 170-pound senior. For a loss of four, back to the DeSmet 44-yard line to make it third down and 12. Stanley County, 2 of 9 tonight on third down. A minute gone in the fourth quarter. DeSmet up 36-0. Touchdown runs by Augenbaugh, by Fast. Two touchdown passes for Carlson. Punt return score by Fast. Third and 12 SC, DeSmet's 44. Three receivers right. Zabe looks to the left. Catch is made by Hansen, but brought down short of the first down at about the 38-yard line of DeSmet by Gannon Grunhagen. So Stanley County, fourth down, spotted at the 37-yard line for a gain of 7. And, of course, the Buffs will go forward here, needing 5 on fourth down with 10-12 to play. Two receivers right and one to the left. From left to right goes Stanley County. Remember, you can watch it at the KGFX page. Z takes the snap, rolls to the right. Caden Montana, the catch, and then he's flattened at the 35-yard line of DeSmet by Tom Onball. That will leave Stanley County a couple of yards short. In fact, it's back at the 36-yard line.
The ball on their 37-yard line.
So that's where DeSmet will begin. And now they'll just try to run things down. Still with the first team. Again, you're 9-man football. Not a lot of room for substitutions. And again, it's a matter of these guys have only been together for 3 weeks, too. They want some work. Bauman Lumber, our player of the game, will award a T-shirt in our post game tonight. DeSmet wants an Integra timeout, so we'll take 1-2. With 9:18 left in the fourth here in DeSmet's Wilkinson Field, it's DeSmet 36, Stanley County nothing. Back after an Integra timeout in 30 seconds on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
With Yesway Rewards, members buy stuff, get points, and earn smiles. Redeemable for everything from free stuff to savings on snacks, meals and beverages, and discounts on gas. Join now at yesway.com. Yesway, say yes to convenience.
Volleyball tonight. Pierre Governors have beaten Rapid City Stevens. They did it in 4 at the Riggs High Gym. The Governors are 2-0. Central tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 on River 92.7. Football with Aberdeen Central 6:30 tomorrow night. First down for DeSmet. Toss right. This is Gannon Henrich and runs into a few Buffaloes after gaining about a yard to his 37-yard line. Chase Hansen was in on that play. Gannon Henrich will be given 2 to his 38. And certainly for DeSmet, it'll be just run the football and keep going now. Remember, it is tomorrow night for Pure Governor football at Hollister Field at Phil Trotner Stadium. And head coach Steve Steele, you can imagine, he likes what he has with all those skill guys back, not just Lincoln Keenels, but Jack Merquan and Brecken Kruger and Jeff Zabel and Jackson Edmond. It's going to be a tough team to stop in 11AA. 6:30 tomorrow night, River 92.7 with Aberdeen Central at home. Second down for DeSmet and the handoff up the middle to his 39-yard line with Barrett Schweitzer in on the play as DeSmet just running it right up the middle with Gannon Gilligan. Third down and a yard for DeSmet from their 39. Now they're putting a few of their younger players in there. Gilligan is a sophomore, 5'7", 140. Third and 7 from their 39 for DeSmet, and a new quarterback into the game, too. Henrich takes the handoff. He is down to his 45-yard line. Well done there by Landon Bame, the freshman, able to make the stop. Brody Halverson, by the way, is the quarterback.
For the Bulldogs.
Halverson is a freshman, 6'1", 155. They'll keep the offense on the field with fourth down and a yard for DeSmet from their 45 with 7:27 to play. 36-0 DeSmet on top. That was the halftime score. Under center, Brody Halverson. Handed again to Heinrich. Ankle tackle falling forward. Did he make it? Iran Cantu, the junior, able to grab Heinrich by the ankle, and that'll leave him short. And Stanley County will have the football back. Good play by Iran Cantu.
First down for the Bulldogs.
No gain. They're going to say this is a first down?
Well,
no, there's no way that's a first down, guys. They're saying it's first down. No, they needed the 46, and he's only to the 45. So Stanley County's going to have the football back. As the clock continues to run, 6:39 play. Boy, good plays there. First by Landon Bain, the freshman, and then by Iran Cantu, the junior, as some younger players get in. A couple more players added to Stanley County's roster, so a little bit of depth. A lot of these guys are young, though. All right, so Brock Zay back at quarterback for Stanley County. They're first and 10 at the DeSmet 45 with 6:18 left. And they hand it to Brady up the middle. Follows Baldwin's lead to the 40-yard line. And down there, boy, he just went right behind Noah Baldwin, who was leading the way. River Hornick made the stop, a junior for DeSmet, but a good 5-yard run for Brady, who's now up to 28 yards on 15 carries. Second and 5, Stanley County at the DeSmet 40. We're down to 5:48 left. Let's see if the Buffs can get on the board. Held to just one score last week on the big pass play from Zabe DeHanson. Second and 5 at the DeSmet 40. Schweitzer in motion. Pitch right. This is the freshman. And here goes Richardson to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Stanley County. As Cash Richardson on the pitch, the young man who excelled defensively last week, now gives Stanley County their second touchdown of 2020 on a 40-yard run. And the Buffs have something good in this fourth quarter. And they're on the board now, down 36-6. And you wonder, is there a kicking game? Yeah, it's Colton Brady. Remember last year, Colton was 9 of 11 on extra points. Made all 6 against Sunshine Bible Academy. Schweitzer's the snapper. The holder is Chase Hansen. Set down, ball down, kick is good. Stanley County has touchdown number 2 of this season. We'll take a break. 5.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Now it's DeSmet 36, Stanley County 7, and we'll return to DeSmet in 30 seconds on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. 50-passenger jets and a 1-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
Touchdown run put Stanley County on the board, and then the extra point by Colton Grady. Two play, 45-yard drive in a minute 37. Now the lead is 36-7 for DeSmet. No shutout tonight. Stanley County, yeah, they're going against younger DeSmet players, sure, but they've picked it up in the second half. Again, it's Dupree for the Buffs at Only Williamson Field next Friday night, 6:30 here on KGFX, and we hope you will join us. Here comes the boot by Leiferman, end over end at his 18-yard line. It is Henrich, 30, 35. Good run back to the 36 before Blaze Frost brought him down.
Henrich with a strong return brought down by Frost for the Buffaloes.
18-yard return. They will keep running that clock, even though the deficit is under 35. 5:07 left. Youngsters again in for DeSmet. They have a freshman quarterback in Brody Halverson. And he's in the deep shotgun formation now, in first and 10 from is 36. And now they bring Henrich under center in a Wildcat look, and he's the one who hands off across his 40 and down to the 44-yard line. Hayden Rago with the hit on Gannon Gilligan, the sophomore. Down to his 44 for a gain of 8. Richardson's touchdown run, the second longest play of from the line of scrimmage so far this season for Stanley County. The 52-yard scoring play last week, of course, from Zabe DeHanson. Second and 2 to Smet from their 44. 4:10 left in this one. DeSmet will be 1-1. They lead Stanley County 36-7. Halverson with a flag down as the handoff and a play in the backfield is brought down at his 41-yard line is Wilkinson by Caden Montana, but flags came down because of illegal procedure here against DeSmet. Why did they let the play go on? Why weren't the whistles blown? That's supposed to happen on a legal procedure.
Flag on the play.
DeSmet will be sent back 5 yards to their 39 on their fifth penalty of the game. We're down to 3:31, 3:30, and that clock runs. Bauman Lumber with our player of the game in our post game. We'll look at stats and look at other scores before we leave you. On this pleasant night in DeSmet, pleasant especially for the home-standing DeSmet Bulldogs, elite Stanley County 36-7. Second and 7 now, DeSmet from their 39. Halverson, the freshman, under center. Quentin Bourne in on the line, standing up for Stanley County. Toss right, this is Gilligan. 40-yard line, trying to break through, got smashed right there. Gilligan got put under by Caden Montana first, and then others followed. Gain of a yard to his 41, and DeSmet third, they need 5. 2:40 and the clock running. Don't forget Minnesota Vikings football, 94.5, 100.5 KM, KPLO, 100.7 KMLO tomorrow night. Final preseason game for the Vikes at Denver, 7 o'clock the airtime tomorrow night. Third and 5 to Smet from their 41. Toss right nearly over the head. Here's a flag down, and it is of Henrich. A scramble for that ball is picked up by Stanley County's Montana. He can't advance it, but a flag came down. There's a lot to sort out here. Let's see if Stanley County keeps the ball. A flag came down as that ball was loose. The pitch came over the head of Henrich. Montana, Hayden Montana made the recovery at the 28-yard line of the 29 of DeSmet is where they spot it. They'll stop that clock now with a minute 52 left, and Stanley County will take an Integra timeout. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Make sure to contact your local Integra cooperative today. We'll take 30. Still haven't seen any signal on the penalty, but it's 36-7 to Smet with a minute 52 left, and we're back to DeSmet in 30 seconds. 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
With the opportunity of current winter wheat prices, see the team at Sioux Nation Seed Warehouse in Fort Pierre for these varieties of certified winter wheat seed. AP Claire, Cy Wolverine, Cy Monument, AP18AX, Winner, WB Grandfield, Cy 517CL2, and Crescent AX. Certified seed will maximize your yields next harvest. Sioux Nation Seed Specialists recommend winter wheat varieties with proven potential for our area. At Sioux Nation, they can help you with all of your seed needs. Call 223-2427 today.
The Stanley County turnover margin remains at +2 as they recover a DeSmet fumble. Remember, the first DeSmet touchdown was set up by Stanley County losing a fumble. So the Buffs will try to score one more time. They're first and 10 at the DeSmet 29 with a minute 52 left. No penalty. I don't know why those flags were thrown. 36-7. DeSmet will win it, but Stanley County has the ball at least one more time. Under center is Brock, Weston Prince, actually, a quarterback, 25 with the handoff, and down to the 23-yard line is Cash Richardson. So Weston Prince is in at quarterback. Richardson, who had the touchdown run a moment ago, just gained 4 to the 23-yard line, or should I say 6. 29 and 23 is 6, David. Second down and 4. For Stanley County, 1:24 left, so still a little time, and Stanley County has 2 timeouts. You know they're thinking about scoring again. With the youngsters in, Weston Prince, handoff, Richardson again, wrapped up as he took the handoff, fell forward to the 21-yard line of DeSmet. before he was stopped by Wyatt Riggi.
Wilkinson, actually. Brings up a third down for the Buffalo with 1 yard left to go.
At the 20, gain of 3, third down and a yard for Stanley County. We're down to 48 seconds, so maybe two more plays left here for the Buffs. They're third and 1. Bauman Lumber, our player of the game. Stay tuned for that in our post game. We'll look at other scores too. Weston Prince is under center and hands off around right end across the 20-15. First down, down to the 12 yard line. Another good run by Cash Richardson. And he is down to the 13 yard line.
Of DeSmet,
and Cash Richardson now has 56 yards on only four carries, but it looks like that's going to be the last play. It's down to 7 seconds, and the Buffs aren't out of the huddle. They'll try to snap this with 4, with 3, with 2, with 1. Yeah, they called timeout. The clock says triple zeros, but Stanley County was granted, I think they were granted a timeout. Yep, the officials did grant that timeout. We'll keep it here. It's an Agtegra timeout. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. They're going to put, I think the referee is saying, 3 seconds on the clock. Yep, so Stanley County will have one more chance for points here tonight. Cash Richardson had the 40-yard touchdown run to put the Buffs on the board earlier in this fourth quarter. And they'll have one more chance here from the DeSmet 13-yard line with 3 seconds to play in the game. So, yeah, DeSmet team that was determined to come out after a tough loss last week to a good team had a huge first half with the offense in motion and a physical defense really stopping Stanley County cold. But for a young Buff team, something to learn from, and with youngsters, better play in the second half. First and 10, Stanley County at the DeSmet 13. Last play, barring a penalty with 3 seconds to play. Prince with a toss left to Richardson. Tripped up in the backfield and then only made it back to about the 15-yard line. And that ends it. So Richardson loses a couple on the last play of the game. And the DeSmet Bulldogs, with a big effort early on tonight, take care of the Stanley County Buffaloes, who can learn from this one, but now they have fallen to 0-2. Final score in DeSmet's Wilkinson Field on the Wagner Auto scoreboard. The DeSmet Bulldogs 36, the Stanley County Buffalo 7. Wagner Auto, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer. They've been in Pierre since 1908. Stay tuned for our Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg postgame. We'll have final stats. We'll name our Bauman Lumber player of the game, too. And we'll look at other scores. And we'll do all that when we return to DeSmet in 2 minutes. This is high school football on 1060 AM and 103.1 FM KGFX.
The team at Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable and to have the healthiest, best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients. Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg, caring for all your family's dental needs.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Hi, this is Jenna with Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our competitive rates and refinance with us. We offer the first 90 days no payment and $75 in your pocket after finalization. Come see us at 1525 North Garfield Avenue and see why we are big on you. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. All deposits insured up to $250,000 by NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
At Avera Health Plans, we know your ag business is vital to South Dakota, and affordable health insurance is essential to running that business. As your health insurance partner, we'll help to lighten the load of managing these expenses in an uncertain market. We're dedicated to rural health care with extensive preventative care services that are good for communities. We'll work with you to create a plan that's both affordable and effective so your employees have the coverage they need when they need it. You don't have to wait. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
The Family Dental appear in Gettysburg postgame at Wilkinson Field in DeSmet, where the Bulldogs were dominant tonight. Stanley County with a better second half, but it was a running clock in the second half as DeSmet had the 36-point halftime lead. The final on the Wagner Auto scoreboard, DeSmet 36, Stanley County 7. It's our Family Dental appear in Gettysburg postgame with a lot for you. We'll run down stats. We'll name our player of the game. We'll look at scores. But before we do anything else, let's pause for station identification.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 1060 KTFX Pier. Rebroadcasting on K276 GT 103.1 FM Fort Pier. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Well, the Stanley County Buffaloes knew tonight that to match DeSmet's physicality would be a big task. And DeSmet really got to him right away. First possession of the game, Stanley County football, but they did convert a first down. But on the sixth play, Chase Hansen fumbled the ball. Slayton Wilkinson was able to recover for DeSmet at his 46, and it took the Bulldogs only three plays to score. The last one was a 28-yard rushing touchdown by Caden Fast. Two-point play was good, and DeSmet led by a score of 8-0. Stanley County, three and out on their next possession. DeSmet came right back and completed a 43-yard drive on a 6-yard touchdown pass from Britt Carlson to Caden Fast. With 2:13 left in the first quarter, two-pointer no good, but DeSmet led 14-0. Stanley County, as the first quarter ended, well, they went three and out again, and DeSmet needed only four plays to score again. On the fourth, Britt Carlson's 32-yard touchdown pass to Tom Onball with 10:29 left in the half. After no good on the two, DeSmet led 20-0. Three and out again for Stanley County, a sack included in that, and then the special teams did the job for DeSmet as Caden Fast returned. Paxton Deals, 27-yard punt, 73 yards the other way for the touchdown. Trace Van Regenmorter ran for two, and DeSmet was up 28-0 with 8:44 still to play in the half. Another three and out for Stanley County led to another touchdown for DeSmet. A 66-yard drive ended in a 45-yard touchdown run for Trace Van Regenmorter with 4:04 left in the half. They went for two and made it 36-0 DeSmet. Stanley County able to convert a first down on their next drive, but couldn't on a third down. DeSmet had the ball one more time, made it to the Stanley County 18, but two incomplete passes into the end zone. Left it at DeSmet 36-0 halftime lead. DeSmet went three and out on their first second half possession. Stanley County made two first downs, but gave it back up on fourth down. DeSmet that went three and out, and that took up the third quarter with the running clock. Stanley County three and out their next time. Then DeSmet gave it over on downs. But then with 5.5 minutes to play, the freshman, Cash Richardson, who really starred on defense last week, got a chance to play second half offense tonight and had a 40-yard touchdown run on a pitch from Weston Prince to put the Buffs on the board. Colton Brady converted the extra point, and DeSmet was up 36-7 with 5.5 minutes to play. A lost fumble by DeSmet before Stanley County's last possession. More yards for Cash Richardson. But that's how it ended, with DeSmet winning over Stanley County by a score of 36-7. The numbers well in favor of DeSmet in this game. They had 281 yards of total offense. Stanley County limited to 136, although DeSmet only snapped the ball from scrimmage one more time. 43 plays for DeSmet, 42 for Stanley County. DeSmet had 12 first downs. Stanley County limited to 6, 216 yards rushing. A big game on the ground for DeSmet, 65 passing. Stanley County had 99 yards rushing and 37 passing tonight. Each team turned the ball over once, lost a fumble. Time of possession in favor of DeSmet, 24-48 to 23-12. Not many penalties again tonight. 5 for 30 yards on DeSmet. Only one Stanley County penalty for 5 yards. They have not been penalized much in the first two games. Stanley County, just 3 of 11 on third down. They're now only 6 of 24 in the first two games. DeSmet was 6 of 11, but they hit their first 6. Stanley County, 0 of 2 on fourth down. DeSmet, 0 of 1. Stanley County, 0 for 1 in the red zone. DeSmet was 3 for 4. DeSmet had the game's only sack. For DeSmet, Caden Fast, 79 yards rushing on 6 carries with a score. Trace Van Regenwater, 53 yards on 4 carries with a score. Dylan Zell, 6 carries, 43 yards. The quarterback, Britt Carlson, 6 for 31. Gannon Gilligan, 3 rushes, 11 yards. Slayton Wilkinson, 2 carries for 3. Gannon Henrich, 4 for minus 4. Carlson didn't have to throw a ball a lot. This DeSmet team doesn't throw it a great deal. 5 of 12, 65 yards, a couple of touchdowns for Carlson. 1 to Caden Fast, 1 to Tom Onball. Fast, 2 catches, 22 yards. Onball, 1 for 32. Trace Van Regenwater, 1 catch for 8. Dylan Zell, 1 for 3. For Stanley County, Cash Richardson was the leading rusher with his play late in the second half. He had 54 yards on 5 carries. Colton Brady carried a lot, but again, not a lot. 36 yards last week, 28 tonight on 15 carries. Barrett Schweitzer, 1 carry for 9 yards. Chase Hansen, 4 carries for 8 yards. That included Hansen's running. And Brock Zabe, 3 carries, a total of 0. Zabe was sacked one time. He's been sacked 5 times in the first two games. Zabe, 5 of 14 passing, 37 yards. Chase Hansen, 3 catches for 27. Caden Montana, in his first action of the season, 2 catches for 10 yards. Of course, Fast had the big punt return for the score for DeSmet. Very unofficially, defensively for Stanley County. Brock Zabe with a good game with 7 tackles. Chase Hansen had 5. Blaze Frost, Weston Prince with 4 each. Brady and Richardson had tackles for losses. And of course, Caden Montana had the fumble recovery and Paxton Deal had a pass breakup. But it was all DeSmet improving to 1-1 with their 36-7 win over Stanley County tonight at Wilkinson Field in DeSmet. That's how the numbers look. How about our player of the game? It's brought to you by Bauman Lumber. We'll tell you who receives the T-shirt after we hear from Bauman Lumber back in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sail Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
Well, honorable mentions. How about Cash Richardson? What a game he had as it turned out. This time on offense, late in the game, 54 yards on 5 carries. A good second half, fourth quarter, really, for Cash Richardson. DeSmet had good efforts from Trace Van Regenwater with his 53 yards rushing. Dylan Zell, that fast guy, another one, but the really fast guy, and a steady game by Britt Carlson, a quarterback. But Caden Fast, not only is fast, but he's a very good athlete. And the 5'10", 160-pound senior had 79 yards and the rushing touchdown tonight, 2 catches, 22 yards and a touchdown, and, of course, that 73-yard punt return for a score. Pretty easy call on this one. DeSmet's Caden Fast is our Bauman Lumber Player of the Game. T-shirt is on his way to him in recognition of his excellent game tonight. All right, before we leave you, let's take one more look around the scoreboard. First, volleyball, Pierre Governors, 25-21, 18-25, 25-9, and 25-21. They're winners over Rapid City Stevens tonight at the Rigside Gym. And they improved 2-0 before the Central Cobblers come in tomorrow afternoon. That will be a 1:30 airtime on the official voice of the Pierre Governors, River 92.7. See it also at the River 92.7 page at the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. And then don't forget, tomorrow night, it is Pierre Governor football against Aberdeen Central to open the new season at Hollister Field at Phil Trotner Stadium. 6:30 on River 92.7 with Brian tomorrow night, he'll be busy with the volleyball in the afternoon. Okay, let's look at the high school football scoreboard tonight. Good one in Bennett County. White River on top of Bennett County, just under a minute to play, 22-20. But Bennett County with the footballs. White River tries to even their record at 1-1. Platte Geddes opening the season at Parkston and trailing. The defending champs are down 22-14, and Parkston has the ball. Looks like they're going to hold on for the victory tonight. A battle of number ones. How about this? In 9A, it's Howard. In 9B, it's Canastota. In Canastota tonight, and Howard wins. This must have been some game, 21-20 tonight. North Central leading at Northwestern, 18-12, with 3 minutes to play. Dupree, who, as we've mentioned, comes to Fort Pierre next Friday to take on Stanley County, trailing at home to Lemon McIntosh at halftime, 28-0. Phillip opening the season with a challenge. Although at home, they're taking on the second-ranked team in 9AA Wall, and it's all Eagles at the half by a score of 35-8. Teams in 9A, those Gregory Gorillas ranked second in 9A, getting off to a good start so far, and on top of a good Woolsey Westington scene. Still 2 minutes left in the third in Gregory, but the Gorillas lead 38-26. I just like saying Gorillas. Have you figured that out yet? Also tonight, Lyman Raiders all over New Underwood, 40-0. They're in New Underwood, 8 minutes to go in the third. Timberlake won their opener, but they run into Harriet Selby area in Timberlake tonight at Doug Craft Field. And it's Harriet Selby area leading 22-0 in that game with 2 minutes left in the third. You can check that game out at the KMLO page at drgnews.com and the DRG News app with the Big Daddy, his own self, Dave Williams. 9B earlier this afternoon, Jones County with a win at Sunshine Bible Academy, 41-0. Coyotes now 1-1. Crusaders are 0-2. The rivalry game isn't much of a game in Oneida. Sully Buttes all over Potter County, 36-6. Chargers looking to go 2-0, and looks like they very well may. Still 5 minutes left in the third quarter of that game. That has to be pretty satisfying for Sully Buttes, who's lost to Potter County the last couple of seasons. 11-man football tonight in 11A. The opener for the Chamberlain Cubs didn't go well at home as they fell to the Lennox Orioles by a score of 40-8. In 11B tonight, top-ranked winner well on their way to win number 25 in a row, leading at home over Wagner with 4 minutes to go, 52-12. Nora Highmore Herald stuck with Mount Vernon Plankinton for a while tonight at Bob Schrader Field in Millard, but the Rustlers now 1-1 after falling 30-13. Mobridge Pollock now 2-0. They went to Wabay and beat Dakota Hills. That final was 51-0. We mentioned Pierre plays tomorrow night in 11AA. Tonight, T area at home is leading Huron 45-0 with 3 minutes to go in the third. Over in Brookings, the Bobcats lead Watertown 19-3 with 3 minutes left in the third quarter. One game in 11AAA tonight, 2 minutes left in the third at Howard Wood Field in Sioux Falls, and it's Lincoln on top of Roosevelt by a score of 19-7. That's what's happening in high school football in South Dakota. Again, it is the first night of play for 11AAA, 11AA, and in 11A. Again, Pierre and Aberdeen Central tomorrow night, River 92.7 at 6:30 after Governor Volleyball against Central in the afternoon at 1:30. Don't forget, also tomorrow here on KGFX, we'll pick up the Twin Series with San Francisco at Target Field, 5:30 tomorrow, and on 94.5, 100.5 KPLO, 100.7 KMLO tomorrow night. Vikings football, it's preseason game number 3, the last one in Denver against the Broncos, 7 o'clock airtime on KMLO and KPLO tomorrow night. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you, please keep your eyes on the road, not on your phone. High school football on 1060 AM, 103.1 FM, KGFX, brought to you by Yesway, Avera St. Mary's Hospital, First Dakota National Bank, Sioux Nation, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Pierre Regional Airport, Access Health, Fort Pierre, Fisher Rounds and Associates, Insurance and Real Estate, Oahe Federal Credit Union, Birding Electric, Venture Communications, and you'll be able to catch the replay of this game shortly at the KGFX page at the DRG News app at drgnews.com. You can see it. It's brought to you by Bauman Lumber. And these in-game sponsors help bring you High School Football on KGFX, Potsava Agency, State Farm Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Montana Dakota Utilities, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office Division of Consumer Protection, Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre, Actegra, Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg, Bauman Lumber, and Wegner Auto, bringing you our scoreboard as always. Our thanks to not only head coach Brendan Pitts, but all the very nice people in DeSpet who were most hospitable. What a pleasant community this is, and it's been fun to be here tonight. Thanks also to our studio coordinator, Trinity Pearson. I'm David Burrell. Another night to learn for the Stanley County Buffaloes. DeSmet Bulldogs came out and punched the bus in the mouth a few times in the first half. Better second half for Stanley County, but the Buffaloes are now at 0-2 before next Friday night's home game with Dupree here on KGFX 630 from Holy Williamson Field. But the final score one more time tonight on the Wegner Auto scoreboard at Wilkinson Field. The DeSmet Bulldogs 36, the Stanley County Buffaloes 7. Thank you for joining us. Have a great weekend and good night from DeSmet.